We're ready for some football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMVA.
It's the regional round of the high school playoffs here in the state of Kansas, and tonight's on 92.1 KMZA. We bring you an absolutely fantastic showdown. Two teams out of the Twin Valley League. Two teams very familiar with one another, as it's the undefeated and number one ranked Axtell Eagles playing host to the Hanover Wildcats on a cool Friday night here in early November. We bring you high school football. Trenton Craxner with me, Kirk Kilman back in studio. I am Brandon Tadman. Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast here tonight. The Eagles have dominated the entire season. They are undefeated at 9-0, the consensus number one team in eight-man D2, getting a much more useful Hanover team here tonight, as Hanover battled throughout the mid-course of the season with injuries and COVID. They went on a downslope with three straight losses, something you do not see a Hanover team do in years past, but now they are healthy. They have won three straight, and we should have a fantastic game for you tonight, as these two teams met in week four, and Hanover got the win 30-24, but this one has a lot more to it. With the playoffs on the line, you win, you move on to the sectional round next week, and if you lose, your season is done. It's Twin Valley League foes, Axtell and Hanover here tonight on 92.1 KMZA, and our broadcast is presented by Peru State College. Peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Coming up here on the pregame show, you'll hear my conversation with Axtell head coach Eric Detweiler. That's coming up next here on the High School Game of the Week on Kansaland Radio.
You've seen the bumper stickers, you know, like I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say I break for auto insurance, because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do to think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
It's another round of the high school football playoffs and another Friday night, a cool fall November evening, as we bring you our game of the week here on 92.1 at KMZA, presented by Peru State College, as we're back in the eight-man Division II ranks in a Twin Valley League showdown as the number one ranked Axtell Eagles play host to the Hanover Wildcats. In our pregame coverage is on the air, and we have an opportunity to talk with Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler to preview this matchup with Hanover here tonight. First of all, coach, congrats on the win last week against Beloit St. John's Tipton. That was a 48-0 win in the first round last week. Isaac Detweiler threw a couple of touchdowns, ran for two more. Obviously a game you guys jumped out very early, 72-yarder from Detweiler to Brandon Schmelsley to open up the scoring in that game. Just talk about how impressed you were with your team and how dominant they looked in that win last week.
Yeah, I was happy with the way our kids played. You know, like you said, we scored on the second play. They lined up in a formation that we noticed we might have a little advantage, and, you know, we got lucky and took it to the house. So, you know, we kind of jumped momentum early in that game and then scored on the two-point conversion as well. And, you know, 30 seconds into the game, we're up 8-0, And, you know, I've talked about it a lot of times where momentum in eight-man football is a huge thing. And to grab that early in that game, I thought was big. You know, defensively, you know, kind of the same thing. I thought we did a good job. We could tell early in that game. I thought, you know, their game plan was trying to run it down our throat a little bit, keep some of the clock. And you know, I was proud of the way our defense kind of stood up and, you know, didn't allow them to do that. And, you know, ended up getting the shutout on those guys. And you know, so both sides of the ball, I was impressed with kind of the way that we played and the way we, grabbed that momentum and held it all game long.
You talk about the momentum and how key that is, especially at the eight-man level. It seems like in a majority of your games this year, those games that you've won big, it seems like you're always getting out to those quick leads in the first quarter. Now, is a lot of that due to preparation and what you're seeing on film from your opponents that week? Is it just a key emphasis to try to get on the board early to gather that momentum?
Well, I think, probably just a little bit of both, honestly. Through watching game film, you always try to, get some advantages or mismatches that you feel like you have strength over the other team and use those to maybe grab the advantage early. And not only that, we emphasize it and, everybody's fresh, obviously, to start the game where, use that energy and try to grab the momentum early and stay with it all game long.
I want to talk about Isaac Detweiler. Of course, he's had just an absolutely impressive, monstrous season. 21 rushing touchdowns, 24 passing touchdowns, now just 2 interceptions. Just talk about the development of him, because he's only a junior, so obviously still some time, with his high school career, but did you expect going in maybe numbers this gaudy? I mean, how impressive has it been to watch him kind of grow throughout this year?
Well, he started a couple games as a freshman when, our starter Quinn Bussing got hurt, and I think that helped him, develop into kind of what he is now, where, he had some experience. He's, not afraid of the big games and kind of embraces it, honestly, where, some kids get nervous, but, I don't feel like he's that way. So every year from his freshman year, he seems to be getting better. I think he just kind of, last year we graduated 5 seniors, where this year I think he's just kind of taken on that leadership role where, kids are looking at him for answers, what we need to be doing in formations that are audibles on the field. So he's really, really stepped up for us in that aspect. The numbers, kind of just go with it. Obviously as our quarterback, the ball runs through his hands, whether it's passing or, even handed it off. So sometimes our quarterback gets better numbers, but he's playing extremely well this year, that's for sure.
I think one of the more impressive parts about his numbers is the completion percentage, 74% completion percentage in terms of passing, 78 of 105 passes completed. So obviously he's very accurate with the football, and kind of expanding on that a little bit, it's not just one guy he's throwing to. You have a lot of guys that have been getting involved. Brandon Schmelsley has 9 touchdowns. Grady Bussing has 9 touchdowns. Eli Brocksterman has 4 touchdowns rushing and receiving as well. So it's just nice for him to have that luxury when you have all these guys around him that can create plays.
Yeah, it sure is. And I think that's what, makes us so good, is we have multiple weapons, where maybe in years past we only have 1 or maybe 2 good receivers, where now we've got receivers on all sides of the ball, or running backs that can catch the ball out of the backfield, and that helps Isaac out, for his well-being as well. And when you got options that you can, on both sides of the field, where the defense can't just key on one thing, that definitely makes you a better football player.
We're talking with Axtellhead football coach Eric Detweiler. His number 1 Eagles taking on Hanover tonight, our game of the week, here on 92.1 KMZA in the regional round of postseason football. Let's talk about the opponents. Obviously very familiar with Hanover. They're getting back on track after a rare midseason 3-game losing streak. And to their credit, they had lost a bunch of kids to injuries. They were down numbers, but it seems like they're slowly getting a lot of these kids back, and they're getting back to kind of that Hanover form. They've won 3 straight. They beat Osborne, a very good Osborne team, last week, 24-6 in their postseason matchup. Talk about Hanover, how you see them now, maybe compared to earlier in the year when you saw them in September.
Well, you're exactly right. I know midseason they were having a few COVID issues where they'd have several kids out, and then they had both their quarterbacks, their starter and then their backup quarterback both got injured and had to be hauled off on an ambulance, I think. And they're kind of finally starting to regroup, and I think that showed last week when they played Osborne, where they might not have been full strength when they played them, but now they're kind of getting back to the groove of things where, they got a rich tradition and well coached over there where, they're going to do things right, and they always have the athletes to be put in the right spots on the field. So they're definitely a dangerous team, that's for sure.
Do you take more from maybe the game film from the victory that you guys had against them 30-24 back in late September, or maybe look at more film from their most recent game against Osborne? How do you just dissect what kind of film to look at, you know, in preparation for a game like this?
Well, that's what, you know, honestly makes this game so tough, where they've had kids out all year long and finally are starting to regroup, but they got kids in different spots than when we played them the first time. So, you kind of got to take both films, honestly, and kind of guess, honestly, what they're going to be doing towards us. You know, it's extremely hard this week with, maybe their kids not completely fully healthy last week, but played some, but are going to play tonight where, might be in their normal spot, might be in a different spot. So, you kind of got to take both game films in one and kind of come up with a game plan, what you kind of guess what they're going to do, I would say.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, we appreciate the time joining us here before the ball game tonight. Obviously, very tough challenge with Hanover, with the rich tradition and the success that they have had over the number of years. What are you looking at as far as keys to the game to get that win this evening to move on to the quarterfinals?
Well, first and foremost, I'd like to limit turnovers. Last time we played them, we had two turnovers, and I know Hanover had several turnovers themselves, so winning the turnover battle is always key. And like I said earlier, grab that momentum. Our kids got to play with passion, and I noticed that, Hanover, especially in the Osborne game, seemed to be way more aggressive than they were the first time we played them. So we got to match or even, exceed that aggression and energy that they played on the field, and hopefully we can do that tonight.
It's Hanover and Axtell tonight, an 8-man D2 TBL showdown. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time, and it's been fun talking to you throughout the course of the year. Thank you for joining us on the pregame show here tonight, and good luck, and hopefully we see you guys next week. Move on.
All right, no problem, anytime.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control. To take back financial freedom. To take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
The Highland Trinity College Theater Department presents The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, at Culbertson Auditorium, November 11th through 13th. The HCC Players present the phenomenal, popular, and fast-paced, hilarious parody that is not your traditional evening of Shakespeare. Admission is free, as always, but seating is limited for this production. So make plans to attend The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, in Culbertson Auditorium, Thursday and Friday, November 11th and 12th at 7:30 p.m., and Saturday, November 13th at 2 p.m. on the HCC campus. In Highland.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist.
You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
What days of the week do you guys do? Welcome back here on 92.1 KMZA. Trenton Kraxner, Kirk Hillman alongside. I'm Brandon Tabman. Thank you for tuning in just moments away from the opening kick of this regional round 8-man Division II football game tonight as the number one ranked Axtell Eagles playing host to the Hanover Wildcats, a matchup of teams very familiar with one another. Both teams have their captains at midfield looking for the opening coin toss. We'll see how things will shake out here in the opening quarter. These two teams played back in week four. Axtell got the win 30-24. Now this time it's for much higher stakes, and it looks like Axtell is going to receive the opening kick. So the Eagles will get the ball to start here tonight. We have fans lined up around the bleachers all up and down the field. A much anticipated what could be a win here tonight for whoever can certainly make a case to make it to the state championship game. And don't look at Hanover's record and see 6-3. That's still a good record, but they had a 3-game losing streak earlier in the season, but they had players hurt. They had some COVID issues, so they dealt with some trials and tribulations, but they are now back. They are healthy. They have won 3 straight, and they got a great win over Osborne last week, a team that was ranked inside the top 5. And they shut them down. It was a 24-6 win for Hanover. Axtell blew by Beloit St. John's Tipton last week, 48-0. And this one should be fun here tonight in the crowd on hand. And it's a calm and cool evening, a little bit of a breeze here in Axtell tonight. We'll have scores all throughout the night as well. We'll continue to update throughout the broadcast. So Axtell will receive the opening kick. As we sit up high here in the press box, they will move the ball from left to right. Again, Trenton Kraxner joining me. Kirk Hillman back in studio. We are moments away as both teams are on the field and set to get this one going. We got great games across our airwaves here tonight. Troy, Jeff County North, that's on our other Kansaland radio station, 103.9 KNZA. You also have Holton and Perry LeCompton on the Holton channel at MSCSports.net. And then our sister station, Care 93.7, has Atchison and Eudora, but we are now underway here in Axtell. This is Isaac Detweiler here to the near sideline, working his way out across the 20 and close to the 25-yard line, and that's where Axtell will take over first and 10 as we are now officially underway in this regional round playoff game. Glad to be a part of your early November Friday night, whether you're on the airwaves 92.1 or online at mscsports.net. And Isaac Detweiler, the junior quarterback, 45 total touchdowns and just 2 interceptions. He has been one of the best players in the state. He's in the shotgun set, first and 10 at the 25. He'll take a chest-high snap. Quarterback keeper gets away from one and then finally tripped up. He'll fall forward to the 27 for a gain of 2 yards. It'll bring up second down and 8. Design quarterback keeper came into tonight's game, averaging just under 7 yards per carry. Most of the damage that Axtell does offensively is through the air. He's thrown for over 1,300 yards with 24 touchdowns and just 2 picks. Just getting going, 35 seconds in, no score. Second down, and we'll call it a short 8 for Axtell, the 27-yard line. They'll bring a receiver here to the near side. That's Evan Bussing. Eli Brocksterman slot right. It's going to be an option left. They're going to pitch it over there early. And that is out to the 30 and then spun out of bounds on the play. Chase Bruna made the tackle. And it is a gain of 5 yards. It'll bring up third down and 3 now as it was Brandon Schmelsley on the carry. Good for 5 yards. Schmelsley averaging 11.7 yards per carry this season. He's rushed for over 500 yards and 14 touchdowns. An early third down here for the Eagles offense, 3rd and 3, just across the 30-yard line at the 31. Left side hash. Detweiler in the gun. He's got a man here to the near side, two to the far side. Design quarterback keeper makes a man miss, has a first down, and the flag is thrown late. So hang on. It was about a gain of six, which would have been a first down. But a flag kind of in the vicinity of holding, and it looks like Axtell's already on the move back the other way. So this could be a penalty that would negate a first down run. And it is a hold against Axtell. So a tough penalty. On third and three, it was a first down run by Isaac Detweiler. Now they're going to be facing a third and long scenario here on their first drive of the game. No score, just over a minute into this one. First drive for either side. So that'll drop him back 10 yards. Now third down and 12. Now back to the 22-yard line. So they need up close to the 35 for a first down. Detweiler to throw it. It's caught here on the near side. Good pursuit. And then breaking a tackle and then falling forward near the first down stick. It all depends on the spot. He needed 12, and it looks like he's going to be a yard shy. It was Grady Bussing on the reception. So roughly what was third and 13 is now fourth and a yard. So that pitch and catch to Grady Bussing, good for 12 yards. But it's going to bring up fourth down and one. Ball at the 34-yard line. So a big play early on in this game for the Eagles. And obviously for the Wildcat defense looking to get a stand here on the first drive of the game. Fourth down and one. They're at the 34. They need the 35. Detweiler in the pistol. There's some movement up front. No call. It's going to be a design quarterback keeper. Detweiler's hit, and he's down. I don't know if he got there. It's going to depend on the spot. He got a yard. Yeah.
Number 69. Placed at the edge.
Philip Dobelli right there, number 69, as you mentioned. And they're going to give him the first down. So he needed a yard, and then he got a yard and change. So a big first down for the Axtell offense on fourth and one. They get it. The ball's at the 35-yard line. Bring up a fresh set of downs. First down and 10 at the 35. Those momentum-type plays that certainly have a big effect on games of this magnitude. And the Eagles get the advantage on that first big play. So a fresh set, first and 10 from the 35, near side hash. Detweiler is in the pistol set. Schmelzley behind him in the backfield. You got two receivers to the right. They run option left, and that was a near disaster. What a play in the backfield. That was well read on the play. It was Keegan Dimmler, the senior. It's a loss of five. It was a late pitch. Grady Bussing again, or correction, I believe that was Schmelzley. That was just a tough spot that Detweiler put his running back into.
That's twice now they've ran the option early to the far side at Dobley, and he's read them both well, both times, forcing the pitch.
That was a loss of five back to the 35 now, or correction, back to the 30. Now it's second and 15. Detweiler dropping back to pass. He throws it. It's caught. They'll get the lost yardage back. It's up to the 38-yard line. So it's a gain of eight. Schmelzley on the reception. So now third down and seven after a pitch and catch of 8 yards. They're 3 yards shy of midfield. First drive of the game. So another big third down play here for the Eagles. They mark it actually at the 38. Third down and seven. Not quite 4 minutes in, no score. Axtell and Hanover here tonight in the regional round of the playoffs. First drive of the game for the Eagles. That's Schmelzley in motion to the near side. Detweiler takes a low snap, pulls it up here. It's caught on a crossing route. It's going to be a first down across the 35. And down close to the 32-yard line, the reception by Evan Bussing. And it's good enough for a first down. It's a gain of 10 yards. And into Hanover territory, first down and 10. Talking to Eric Detweiler, the head coach of Axtell earlier this week, just having the luxury of having not just one playmaker, they got multiple playmakers, and they spread it around. They've been doing it all year. And Evan Bussing right there with a big catch and a first down after a pickup of 10. Near side hash, first and 10 at the Hanover 32. Man in motion to the far side, that's Brocksterman. Detweiler keeps it himself, runs into a wall, but able to fall forward for a few extra yards inside the 30. to the 28-yard line for a gain of 3. It'll bring up second down and 7.
Detweiler picked up 3 on play.
Detweiler averaging 81 rushing yards per game, about 6.7 yards per toe. So kind of a lengthy first drive, 5 minutes and change off the clock, no score. It is second down and 7 for the Eagles at Hanover's 28-yard line. Still on the near side hash. Evan Bussing, the receiver, split to the near side. Schmelzley in the backfield. They're going to run a design quarterback keeper. It's Detweiler again, pounding his way for a first down close to the 20. So he needed 7 yards, and he got 8. Moved the chains, and Axtell in the red zone, first and 10 at the 20. So a nice methodical drive here for the Eagles to open things up as we're nearing the halfway point of the first quarter. So kind of a fast-paced first quarter here tonight. Seems like fans are still trying to work their way in as both sides of the field lined up with fans from end to end. First and 10 for Axtell at the Hanover 20. Near side hash. Schmelzley again behind Detweiler in the pistol. It's going to be that same play, design quarterback keeper. This time it's read well, and it's going to be a loss of a yard on the play. Josh Zarebnicki on the stop. Good pursuit there by Zarebnicki for Hanover. The loss of 1 back to the 21-yard line. It brings up second down and 11.
As you said, same play design. They send the running back to the left. He fakes a pitch, comes back to the right. That time they were ready for it.
They were definitely ready for it. Zarebnicki making a nice pursuit, and Detweiler could not get away from him, and it lost a yard. Second and 11 from the Hanover 21. Once again, near side hash. They got a receiver left, that's Schmelzley. A receiver right, that's Grady Bussing. Three-step drop. Looks right and comes back left. That one is caught by Schmelzley and then ripped down inside the 15-yard line. It'll be short of the first down. He gets to the 12, so it's a gain of 9 to Brandon Schmelzley. And it brings up a much more manageable third down scenario. Third down and 2 yards to go, just outside the 10-yard line. One of the crazier stats with quarterback Isaac Detweiler is his completion percentage. He has completed 74% of his passes this year. That is astonishing and very, very high. Axtell looking to score on their opening drive. 4:40 to go, first quarter, no score. Design quarterback run again. Detweiler pushing the pile forward. He has a first down inside the 10. He gets down to the 7 or maybe the 8-yard line. It looks like he's down to the 8. So it's a gain of 4 for Detweiler and a first and goal scenario coming up for the Eagles offense. They're continuing when they're not throwing the ball. It's been that quarterback run. We've seen it multiple times already, and it's working. It's a methodical drive here for Axtell. I mean, we've seen them. We've called them multiple times this year. They are quick hitting. They will strike quick, and they have those quick touchdown drives. At least from what I've seen, this might be the longest touchdown drive they're putting together. I say touchdown a little prematurely. Obviously, they need to cap it off. First and goal at the 8. Once again, Detweiler on the keep. Straight up the gut. He's pounding towards the goal line. He's close. It depends on the spot. But, man, he muscled his way inside the 5. They're going to say he is a yard shy. So a 7-yard pickup there for Detweiler. Now second and goal from the 1. I think you got to credit the offensive line here definitely on the first drive, making that a little bit easier for his running lane.
Offensive line's getting a good push up front, and then the running back's coming in, pushing Detweiler from behind, propelling him forward.
Already down to 3.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Still on Axtell's first drive, but they got it second and goal at the 1. Why not? Give it to Detweiler, and he walks into the end zone behind the left guard for an Eagles touchdown. At 3:29 to go in the first quarter, the Eagles strike first at home. They lead Hanover 6-0. And per usual, Axtell will go for 2 points on the conversion. Getting the call is Isaac Detweiler from his dad, Eric. What a combination those two have been. So a long drive for Axtell. And it's capped off by a touchdown by Detweiler as they line up for the 2-point conversion. Stands in the pistol set. He's got a receiver left, 2 in the backfield with him. It's going to be a late option pitch. It's Schmelzley. Turns the corner and gets it in for two. 8-0 Axel. 3:29 to go in the opening quarter. We'll take a break. Hanover gets the ball for their first possession after this. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This fall is a great time to spruce up your yard, and Heinen True Value Farm Supply and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca can rent you the equipment to make that job easier. Rent garden tillers, pull and push style aerators, fertilizer spreaders, lawn vacuums for all those leaves to pick up, gas-powered hedge trimmers and brush cutters, even tractors and sprayers. Rent the equipment you need for your fall yard cleanup and make the job so much easier. From Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental, behind every project is the true value.
KMZA.
What a drive for Axtell on their opening possession of tonight's game. They march the field and end it with a one-yard touchdown run by Isaac Detweiler. 3:29 to go first quarter. They cap it with a two-point conversion from Schmelzley, and it's 8-0. Hanover is yet to touch the ball. 3:29 here in the first quarter. Trenton Kraxner with me, and boy, they certainly used Isaac Detweiler heavily on that opening drive.
8 carries, 25 yards. He was 4-4 for 38 yards passing, spreading the ball out to three different wide receivers. They ran a lot of up the middle because they're getting a good push on that initial drive from that offensive line left seat. That continued throughout the game.
Well, we mentioned how good his completion percentage was, and he keeps it above that. Again, going 4-for-4 on the opening drive. And again, they used him heavily, and they have all season. But it has certainly paid off. The 9-0 Axtell Eagles, an 8-0 lead here on Hanover with 3:29 left in the first quarter. So the Wildcats will have an opportunity to get their first possession. Detweiler with the kick. And that backs up Dimmler inside the 5. He'll go to the far side, makes a man miss, wants to bring it near side, but he's ripped down. Evan Bussing on the stop. He gets out to the 20-yard line, and that's where the Wildcats begin their first drive of the game, 1st and 10. Obviously, the Wildcats dealt with injuries and some COVID issues early on in the year, which led to a 3-game losing streak, an absolutely rare losing streak that you see from a team of Hanover's stature. They're back, and they got a lot of pieces back, and they've got a huge win over a very good Osborne team last week. And it looks to be Emmett Juneman in the backfield taking the first snap for the Wildcat offense. He's in the gun. A man's coming in motion here to the near side. It's a high snap, but the athleticism brings it down, and there's a good play in the open field. Brought down by Brandon Schmelzley. They ran a screen here to the near side. The catch was made by Chase Bruna, but it's a loss of a yard. Back to the 19-yard line, it brings up 2nd down and 11. That play was blown up from the start.
It's important to note that you said Juneman was back at quarterback. As pregame, we were seeing that him and Stahlbomber were taking split snaps, so we'll have to see if that's the theme throughout the game.
We saw Emmett Juneman in our broadcast at Frankfurt's have to come in for Brigham Bruna, who had started that game at quarterback, but Emmett Juneman is no slouch. He's a heck of an athlete, 6'1", 185 senior. He's back there, another high snap, but he pulls that one down with one hand. He's going to keep it himself. Gets across the original line of scrimmage, and he works his way up to the 25 for a gain of 6. But a 3rd down now for the Wildcats. It'll bring up 3rd down and 5 after a gain of 6 from Juneman. So the first two snaps were high. That one was even higher than the first snap. He had to snag that one with one hand, but able to turn it into a solid 6-yard gain and bring up a much more manageable 3rd down scenario at 3rd and 5. 2:05 to go. Clock moving first quarter. 8-0 Axtell. Man here to the near side, receiver far side as well. Juneman in the backfield, or it looks like now it's Keegan Dimmler who is going to take this snap with Juneman right next to him. Dimmler drops back, throws it across the middle. That one's caught. Beautiful hit by Detweiler, and he drives him back. Forward progress will get him to the 29. He's a yard shy of the 1st down. Another catch by Chase Bruna. That one for 4 yards, but what a fundamental tackle. My Detweiler got him up by the leg and drove him back. But again, forward progress gives him 4. Now it brings up 4th and 1. At the 29, they need the 30. We saw Axtell convert on 4th and 1 on their opening drive. Now it's time for Hanover to convert. They're going to run a quarterback sneak. He runs into the line, and an extra effort's going to give the Wildcats a 1st down. It was Dimmler. Needed 1. He got 2 to the 31. and move the chains, and a big play for the Wildcats here early on in this game.
Initial push on that sneak was stopped, but he spun out of it, found a little hole, picked up two.
Kept the feet moving, no doubt about it. It looked to be in danger at the jump, but again, that extra effort certainly giving them the first down to the 31. So they needed one, they got two from Demler. Under a minute to go, first quarter. Quick moving first quarter here tonight. Axtell leads 8-0. Hanover has it first and 10 at their own 31. Moving from right to left. This is Juneman, quarterback keeper. He's going to get the edge to the right. Look at that speed. There he goes. A flag is thrown. He gets to the 15, and he's shoved out down inside the 10, but this one might be coming back. That would be devastating for Hanover. Boy, that speed out of the backfield. He caught the edge and took off. I believe it was Detweiler who made the touchdown-saving tackle out there inside the 10. But again, this was a holding against Hanover, so eliminate a huge play, which would have set up the Wildcats first and goal. Now, it's going to back them up. Those are the plays that really hurt you in playoff-type scenarios.
You had a good block by the end here, but it was a wide receiver holding downfield. He wasn't happy about the call, but the ref said it was a hold. So with it being downfield, it won't be first and 10.
Spot of the foul.
Yeah.
So it's second and one, so Demler still getting, or I should say that was Juneman still getting 8 yards. Here's Demler, hand off to Juneman. He's at midfield. He's stuffed up and pushed back, so no gain on the play. It'll bring up third and one.
Tackle is made by a host of Eagle defenders. No gain on the
ball
play.
Ball just shy of midfield. That could be the final play here of the first quarter. We're now at 10 seconds. Hanover's in no hurry to get this one snapped. And it looks like this will be the final play of the first quarter. A quick moving first quarter in a TBL playoff showdown as Axtell at home leads Hanover 8-0 after 12 minutes. We'll step aside. Second quarter coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
November is American Diabetes Month and time to communicate the seriousness of diabetes and the importance of diabetes prevention and control. Nearly 30 million children and adults in the United States have diabetes. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital has a Healthy Living with Diabetes education program for our community. If you want more information about our diabetes education program or the support group, contact Leah Heinen or Becky Barkowski at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Kirk Kilman, Trenton Craxner, I'm Brandon Tadman. Second quarter getting ready to start here from Axtell. Eagles leading the Hanover Wildcats 8-0 in this regional round of the 8-man D2 playoffs. Get you some scores here momentarily. As we start the second quarter, Hanover switching sides, now moving left to right. They face second down and one. They're just shy of midfield. Got a big play taken off the board right before the end of the quarter. It's going to be Demler on the carry. He's got a first down and more into Axtell territory. He gets down to the 32-yard line. So, again, a 9 on second and one by Demler, and it's a first down run for the Wildcats. A couple scores real quick that we can update you on. Thunder Ridge, a 30-8 lead at the half over Frankfurt. Class 1A, Olpe, a 7-0 lead over Jackson Heights in the first quarter. As always, our score updates are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. First and 10 Hanover. It's going to be Demler, a high snap, but somehow is able to crawl forward and maybe actually get a yard out of that. It looked like potentially a 3 or 4 yard loss, but the athleticism by Demler, it looks like he got maybe a half yard on the play, so at least able to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Minimal gain of the play brings up second and nine.
So second and nine, we'll call it. The 32-yard line of Axtell. Ball between the hash marks. Just getting going. Second quarter. 8-0 Eagles. And over the defending eight-man D2 state champs. Axtell, the consensus number one team in the state this season. Second down and nine for Hanover. It's Dimmler with Juniman in motion here to the near side. Jumps for the snap. Steps at midfield. He's going to toss it here to the near side. Wide open receiver at the 20. It's a first down. Pitch and catch. And then finally drug down just shy. It's Zareb Nicky on the catch. He gets down to the 17-yard line. It's a gain of 15 and a first down.
They had Juniman come out of the backfield in motion. And they had a wheel route, but it was well played by the Axtell defense.
So Dimmler and Juniman going back and forth, running quarterback here. Two of their better athletes, no doubt about it. And they've been switching. Zareb Nicky gets the pass from Dimmler there, 15 yards and a first down. Hanover in the red zone, first and 10 at the 17. Near side hash, 8-0 Axtell, 90 seconds into this second quarter. Calm, cool November evening. Near side hash, this time Juniman is in the gun. Three split here to the near side, a lone man far left. Now a man in motion, it's Dimmler. Thought he was going to pick the snap, and then, uh-oh, that one's thrown into the backfield. They might be calling that a fumble. And it looks like Hanover was able to jump back on it. Boy, that was a disastrous play for the Wildcats. So Juniman was trying to hit Dimmler in motion, but Dimmler was not even looking for the ball.
It looked like a bad play from the snap.
Fumble is recovered by
miscommunication. It looks right now they're calling it a fumble, but they're having a discussion.
The Eagles!
And the Eagles, all of a sudden, they're going to say, recovered the fumble. So the officials get together, and it's a huge turnover as Axtell will take over. First and 10 at now their own 28-yard line, leading 8-0 with 10:22 to go in the second quarter. An absolutely disastrous scenario for the Wildcats when they were on the move and marching. Now they give up on a turnover. Can Axtell take control? First and 10 at the 28. Detweiler, design quarterback run. We saw it all first quarter. He turns his way forward up near the 35. They'll mark him down at the 34, so it's a gain of 6. It'll bring up second down and 4.
He gained 6, brings up second and 4.
Well, this is a key moment in the game because certainly a team as powerful as Axtell is offensively, last thing you want to do if you're Hanover is get down a couple of scores here in the first half. So certainly Hanover needs to come away with a stop after turning it over in the red zone. Second and 4 for Axtell. Just outside their own 35. Detweiler looks right, comes back left, and he rifles it in there to Schmelzley, who makes a couple guys miss, and he's into Hanover territory. Now the ball comes out late. I think they're going to say he was down, and it's still Axtell ball. Inside the 30. It is at the 27-yard line.
Go first and 10 from the Hanover 26-yard line.
So they mark it at the 26, so it's a gain of up to 20 yards on the play. Schmelzley, the reception there from Detweiler. Now first and 10 for Axtell at the Hanover 26-yard line. They'll have two receivers right, one to the left. Again, ball at the 26. 8-0 Axtell, 9:12 to go first quarter. Quarterback keeper, nice move by Detweiler up the middle. And a good open field tackle gets away from another, and he's going to have a first down near the 15. Looks like they'll mark him down at the 14. Detweiler runs for 12 and a first down.
Detweiler picked up an Axtell Eagle.
Axtell with all the momentum now. It's a gain of 12. Inside the 15 now are the Eagles looking to extend their 8-0 lead. 9:04 to go in this first half. They have two receivers split left, one to the right. Detweiler in the pistol with Brockstrom behind him in the backfield. Chest high snap. Option here. It's Brockstrom getting to the outside. He's wrapped up, spins away from one, and gets inside the 10. There is a flag on the play.
There is a flag on the play.
It looks to be in the vicinity of holding. We will check the call. It was a minimal gain. Looks like the far side official is signaling offsides against Hanover. Nope, take that back. It is a hold against Axtell. So, again, they'll back it up 10 yards. Second penalty against Axtell. So now they will be, looks like, dropped back to roughly the 24-yard line after they're going to lose 10 on the penalty. They had a penalty on their opening drive, but they were able to convert on a third and long, ultimately scoring on that drive, and now this one backs up to the 24-yard line, and it's now first and 20. They need the 4-yard line for a first down. In all the games I've called for Axtell, I don't think I've ever seen them punt once. I don't think if they get to a fourth down scenario, they're going to think about giving it back. So, first and 20 at the 24. Detweiler, option, quick pitch. It's Brockstrom again. Same exact play, and this time he's brought down. Sarah Mickey making a nice play. Very minimal gain. It looks like he got a yard. Did Brockstrom into the 23. Now it's second and 19 from the 23. Looked like the exact same play we saw right before that holding penalty. Good pursuit up front by Hanover, making Detweiler pitch that very quickly. And then the pursuit on the outside. We've called Zarebnicki's name a few times, making some good plays defensively. So second and 19 from the Hanover 23. 7:44 to go, first half, 8-0 Axtell. Detweiler in the gun, takes a good snap. Design quarterback run. Brockstrom with a good block. He's got some room. Churning his way to the 15, trying to stiff arm a man, and he'll get down to the 14. So it's a gain of 9 to the 14. Getting some of those penalty yards back. Or let's see where they mark him out. He might have been shy of the 15. He's going to be at the... It's like right at about the 15, maybe the 16. It's still third down and... Call it a long 11, so we'll say a gain of 8 for Detweiler there. So third down and 11, right about the 15-yard line. 7:30 to go, first half, 8-0 Axtell. Face third and 11 from the Hanover 15. Far side hash, two receivers right, now one. As one comes in motion, that's Brockstrom, and they pitch it to him here to the near side. Good pursuit. Makes a man miss, and he's going to coast to the end zone. Oh, baby, with the juke move. Touchdown, Brockstrom. It's a 15-yard touchdown run for Eli Brockstrom. It's 7:23 to go in the second quarter. It's now 14-0, Axtell over Hanover.
I think that'll actually go down as a pass. Looked like, what, the Chiefs still a little pocket pass, sent in motion, just dropped it in front of him. Got to the outside, made a couple men miss.
That will be considered a touchdown pass. Good call there, Trenton. That was what you see sometimes on NFL Sundays with the Chiefs. A man in motion. He was in front of Detweiler and the pitch in front. So that will go down as a 15 yards out. Now they go for two. Detweiler makes the fake to Brockstrom. Pounds his way towards the goal line. Ball gets popped up in the air and then it's recovered by Hanover. So it's no good. So it's 7:23 to go in the first half. Axtell has extended their lead over Hanover. It's 14-0. We step aside. More in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wright can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call 785-334-2767.
Kansaland Radio.
14-0 Axtell, 7:23 to go, first half. Kirk Kilman, Trenton Kraxner, Brandon Tabman all with you, part of the broadcast team tonight. Really the turning point so far, Trenton, is the turnover for Hanover. They obviously got the ball for their first drive after Axtell went down and scored and took an 8-0 lead, and then they drove into the red zone and had a big fumble. Obviously Axtell makes some pay and goes up 14-0.
We talked about the miscommunication on the play, but I think the biggest thing was the heads-up awareness of Axtell to fall on that ball because with the chance of it being a live ball, and it turns out that's how the ref saw it.
Now maybe there was an argument that it could have been a forward pass, but it was kind of a design screen where the running back just didn't look like he was around looking for the pass, and after an early discussion, they determined it was a fumble. Axel got it, and they drove the field and added a touchdown. Isaac Detweiler, a 15-yard touchdown pass to Eli Brockstrom. The two-point try was so good, so we stand at 14-0. Kick in the end zone for a touchback. So first and 10, Hanover, I should say, first and 10 at their own 15-yard line. And still very early in this game, but I think Hanover needs to put together a drive, try to get some points on the board here, get back to within a score, keep themselves in this game, because we've seen two Axel drives on the offensive side, and they have looked sharp, getting it down the field on both and ending both with a touchdown. So we'll see what Hanover can do here. First and 10 at their own 15. This is a Hanover team that's, even with three losses, averaging over 41 points per game. Defensively, though, Axel gives up just 11 points per game. This is Dimmler on the carry. He breaks it up the middle, and there he goes. It's a foot race. Schmelzley trying to chase him down, and he does. A touchdown-saving tackle for Schmelzley. Gets down to the 11-yard line. What a run by Dimmler up the middle. Trying to gather how far of a run that was.
I think that's
54 yards. Yes, it is on the carry for Dimmler. I wasn't a math major. That's why I got Trenton up here with me. So a huge play of 59 yards, and it sets up Hanover first and 10 at the Axel 11. He's running to the left. He's got nowhere to go, and down he goes. That's a loss of four back to the 15. And a huge defensive play there to put Axel, or I should say Hanover, behind the chains. Now second down, and we'll call it 14, so it's a loss of four, back to the 15. Great bounce back play there for the Axel defense.
On that 54-yard run, it was great effort by Schmelzley because it looked like Dimmler was gone. He went right down the middle of the field and made a cut. There was no one there. It was this great effort to chase him down and save a touchdown.
We'll see. Obviously, never want to give up on plays like that, because very next play, Axel's defense puts up a 4-yard loss, and now Hanover still a little bit of work to do here, second and 14 from the Axel 15-yard line. And the Wildcats need to put it in the end zone. This is going to be Dimmler. They bring a man in motion. That's Bruna from the right side to the left side, and we're going to get a whistle, and I think we're going to get a timeout. So I think Hanover earns their first timeout. They do. 6:03 to go, first half. Axel leading 14-0, but Hanover. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MS Radio Network.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
14-0 Axel, 6:03 to go, first half. Hanover trying to get some points on the board. Out of the timeout, they face second down and 14 at the Axel 15-yard line after a huge run to open this drive, a 54-yard scamper by Dimmler. Credit Brandon Schmelzley with the touchdown-saving tackle. So now Hanover still has some work to do, trying to get back within a score. Juneman over the middle to a wide-open man. Touchdown, Chase Bruna. It's a 15-yard touchdown pass from Emmett Juneman to Chase Bruna. And at 5:57 to go in the second quarter, Hanover gets on the board. They now trail 14-6.
Bruna just had a little bit of a – he just slipped, got behind the defense, and it was too late to get there. And he held on for a touchdown catch.
Beautiful toss there by Emmett Juneman, the senior, to Bruna across the middle. So a huge touchdown for Hanover to get right back into this game. They'll go for two. This will be Juneman to take the snap here on the two-point conversion try. It's a high snap. They want to run a reverse. It's going to be a pop pass, and easily done and well executed. So a reverse pass for the two-point conversion. I believe in the end zone that was Cameron Juneman, a freshman, who caught that. And the two-point conversion try is good. At 5:51 to go, second quarter. Axtell 14, Hanover 8. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ready for a fast, safe, and easy way to send your share of the rent money? Put your feet up, because with Zelle, you can send your monthly amount from the comfort of your couch. Zelle is conveniently found in your United Bank & Trust online or mobile banking account, and it's available now. Ask the United Bank & Trust representative for more information. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. United Bank & Trust, member FDIC.
FM KMZA.
An important drive ending in a touchdown for Hanover. 5:59 to go first half. They get back to within six here at Axtell as the Eagles currently hold a 14-8 lead. Emmett Judeman, a 15-yard touchdown pass to Chase Bruna, but it was all set up by the 54-yard run by Keegan Demler to set him up inside the 15.
This will be a big defensive drive for Hanover. They get a stop. They get the ball coming out of half. Really change the tide of the game.
Well, we've seen two drives from Axtell, and we've seen two touchdowns, so certainly Hanover is going to need to get a stop at some point in this game. We'll see if they can do it after getting a touchdown back. This is going to be a short kick. It's going to bounce at the 23. Eli Brockstrom picks it up. He's hammered quickly, and down he goes, but good field position at the 25, so that's where the Eagles take over first and 10 and a 14-8 lead. Kind of a quick pace to this first half. Axtell took up nearly 8 minutes off the clock on their first drive to open the game. Hanover's first drive ended in a turnover. Axtell would go down and score, led 14-0, and then Hanover's second drive, they got on the board with the touchdown there. We stand at 14-8 Axtell with under 6 minutes to go in the first half. First and 10 for the Eagles. Their own 25. Play fake. Here he comes, and there's a sack. How about that defensive play? That's Tragen Graff, the 6-foot junior, storming through the middle of the line and sacking Detweiler all the way back to the 15. It's a loss of 10.
Looked like they wanted a screen on the outside with the wide receivers, but it was covered up well. And coming up the middle with a big sack.
He wrapped him up and brought him down, because I think if that's a scenario where Detweiler can get away from Graff right there, there was certainly a lot of room in front. He could have made a play, but instead, it's a loss of about 10 yards. We'll call it second down and a short 20, if you want to say 20 yards is short, but just outside the 15, Detweiler, designed quarterback keeper, gets a good block, gets to the 20, tripped up, and he'll get those sack yards back. It's a 10-yard carry back up to the 25, so gets it back to a reasonable third down. It looks like they'll mark him just outside the, or right at, so yes, third and 10, so a big 10-yard gain there by Detweiler to get the sack yards back, but now can the Wildcats get a hold here? It's third and 10. Clock on the move now at 4:35. Second quarter, 14-8 Axtell, but now facing third down and 10 from their own 25-yard line. Detweiler in the pistol, Brockstrom behind him, Schmelzley in motion from left to right. He turns up the field, and there's the snap. Detweiler steps up in the pocket, has a man downfield, and just overshot his man. Grady Bussing would have walked into the end zone. He had a step by about 10 yards on the closest Hanover defender. But Detweiler chucked it a little too far, and now it's fourth down and 10 at the 25.
Might have just got a little bit too excited there with how open Bussing was and just barely missed him.
Boy, that would have been a touchdown, no doubt, if that was completed. But now a rare punt, I think, coming up here for Axtell, and a huge defensive stop by the Wildcats. Looks like they're going to get the ball back. Just over 4 minutes to go here in the half. Detweiler, it's a low line drive kick. Judeman's going to take it at the 25. Makes the man miss up here to the near side. He's trying to get the corner. He's at midfield, and he's down into Axtell territory at the 34-yard line. What a return by him at Judeman. And the Wildcats have gathered momentum down 14-8 with it now at the Axtell 34 with 4:06 to go in the half.
Punter Detweiler getting down the field, saving the touchdown, making the tackle on the near side here.
Well, Judeman is a heck of an athlete. He's got track-like speed, and we saw it on that run that was called back due to a penalty in the first quarter. He made a man miss as soon as he picked up that ball off the grass and turned it into a nice punt return, and the Wildcats are now set up first and 10 at the Axel 34. Judeman again at the quarterback position. First and 10 at the 34 of Axtell. Man in motion here to the near side. That's Bruna who caught the touchdown pass just a little bit ago. Emmett Judeman now going to make a man miss. Gets up the field here to the near side. And it's going to be a few yards on the play to the 30. It's a gain of 3. We'll call it a gain of 4 for Judeman. It's called second down and 6, we'll call it. They mark it just a skosh inside the 30-yard line of Axtell.
Very good open field tackle by Brockstrom there, because if Juneman gets him to miss, who knows how much farther he got. He had 4 verticals going down the field. There was a lot of room for Juneman to operate.
Yeah, definitely a good open field tackle, saving some yards there for sure. 3:28 clock on the move, second quarter. We've got a good one here. 14-8, Axel by 6, but the Wildcats threatening. Now we see Dimmler again back at quarterback. We've seen Juneman and Dimmler rotating throughout the first half, but Juneman is to his left. Now he comes to motion here to the near side. Dimmler takes the snap, has some time, looking downfield. Ball's on the turf, but he's able to pick it up and run with it. Gets inside the 30, the 25, and out inside the 20. To the 19-yard line, or we'll say at the 17. So I believe that's a 17-yard gain after the ball left his hands, got to the grass, and he picked it up and turned it into a big gain and a first down. Heads-up play by Dimmler.
Very, very favorable bounce, because he was trying to scramble, and it bounced right back up to him, and he was able to take off and run with it.
That could have been another disastrous play for the Wildcats, but it turned into about a 17-yard gain, and now Hanover in the red zone, knocking at the door. 3:02 to go, first half, Axel by 6. Ball at the Axel 17. It's Juneman back in at quarterback. Dimmler goes in motion in front of him. They run it that way to the far side. Juneman with a cut. Gets inside the 5. And he is down at the 1. An extra effort nearly got him into the end zone. It's a gain of 16 yards. First and goal. Hanover at the 1.
That was very similar to what Axel's been doing with Detweiler. They send a running back to be the lead blocker. And Juneman just takes off behind him and finds the open space.
We've seen good blocking from the skill position players for both teams here in the first half, leading to big runs. And that one there, credit Dimmler with the block, Judeman with the run. Now Dimmler goes under center, and Judeman heads in motion. They run a quarterback keeper. It's Dimmler in, a touchdown, and we're tied. 2:33 to go in the half. Hanover has tied it, 14 unanswered. It is 14-14 again with just 2:30 and change left here in the first half, and a chance to take the lead here on the 2-point conversion try. What a response there by Hanover. And we got ourselves a good one here tonight, which we pretty much expected coming in, that this one would be good, and it has lived up to it so far here in the first half. 14-14, the touchdown by Dimmler. Now a chance to take the lead as they set up the 2-point conversion try. Dimmler in the gun. Juneman now set in motion here to the near side. They throw the screen. It looks like another trick play. He throws it to the end zone. It is incomplete. Good defense there by Brockstrom to knock it away. And we're tied. 2:33 to go. First half, 14-14. A good one brewing. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Kansaland Radio.
14-14. As Hanover has scored 14 unanswered here at Axtell, 2:33 to go in the half, and we're tied at 14. That last touchdown, a one-yard scamper by Keegan Dimmler on a sneak, but it was all set up by Emmett Juneman's 16-yard run to get him down to the one-yard line. Let's get you a few scores from around the area. Sister Station, Care 93.7 has Eudora and Atchison. Right now, the Cardinals rolling over the Phoenix 20-0. Canton Galva has a 24-12 lead over Clifton Clyde at the end of the first quarter. How about this one? Nemaha Central, a 6-3 lead over Rossville. The end of the first quarter. Our score updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. 2:30 to go here in the half. Axel going to get it back. This is Schmelzley on the return, has a blocking lane, gets to the 25, staying down the sideline, gets to midfield, but he steps out of bounds. But he's across the 35, and he's, I believe, marked out at the 37-yard line. So what a return by Schmelzley. It sets up Axel with great field position. Their own 37, first and 10. They got 2:25 to operate and a 14-14 tie.
Axel really needs this drive. Hanover getting the ball to start the second half. So this will be a big score right here for Axel. It's a big drive.
Axel jumped out to a 14-0 lead, but Hanover has gathered the momentum back with 14 unanswered of their own, and we're tied at 14. The official stepping in real quick. A little stoppage in play. Now the officials back up, and here we go. First and 10, Axel at their own 37. Going from right to left. 14-14 game here late in the second quarter. Detweiler again on the run. Got a good block from Brockstrom, and he's looking downfield. Puts his head down. It bowls into Hanover territory. Down near the 35-yard line. They'll mark him down there. So it's a gain of 9 yards for Detweiler. Brings up second down and one.
Detweiler picks up nine.
Braylon Stahlbaumer on the stop. You mentioned how important this drive is for Axel. Again, Hanover will get the ball to start the second half. This is a prime opportunity for the Axel offense to take the lead heading into the halftime break. Certainly letting the clock run. 1:45 and ticking here in the second quarter. Second and one, Axel. The Hanover 34, between the 34 and the 35-yard line. Far side hash, Detweiler in the pistol. It's Schmelzley in motion. They fake it to him. They hit Brockstrom out of the backfield, and he gets away from one, tries to get away from another, stays on his feet.
Pass is completed, number 10.
It was a heck of an attempt to get about 2 yards. It's a pitch and catch from Detweiler to Brockstrom. It's a gain of two and a first down. Getting a good open field tackle there by Zarebnicki. To keep Brockstrom at bay, I mean, they only needed a yard, but they got two. It could have been a lot more. But it's a fresh set of downs for Axel. First and 10 at the Hanover 32-yard line. Near side hash, Detweiler in the pistols, takes the snap. Here comes the rush. He steps into the pocket, has some room to run. Gets to the 25, bowls his way forward again. It's a first down run inside the 20 and to the 16-yard line. It's a gain of 16 and a first down for Detweiler. Boy, we saw the rush coming from Hanover. Detweiler stepped right up in the pocket, had a lot of room to operate, picks up 16 with the feet, and in the red zone now for Axel with 45 seconds and counting here in the first half. Only one timeout's been used here in the first half. Axel has all three of their timeouts. It's going to be another quarterback keeper. Detweiler gets away from one, falls forward to the 11-yard line. I think we'll get a timeout here, so it's a gain of 6 yards, roughly, 5 or 6. We'll call it a gain of 6. Brings up second down and 4 at the 11. And we get a timeout on the field with 31.2 seconds remaining in the half in a 14-14 game. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Kirk Kilman back in studio. Trenton Kraxner with me as well. I'm Brandon Tadman. Boy, we have had a heck of a ball game here tonight. Axel jumped out to a 14-0 lead. Isaac Detweiler had a 1-yard touchdown run, took up most of the first quarter on their opening drive. Axel took an 8-0 lead at the 3.5 mark in the first quarter. We got to the end of the quarter with an 8-0 Axel lead, but we've seen a lot more offense here in the second quarter. 7:23 left in the second quarter. It was Isaac Detweiler, a 15-yard pass to Eli Brockstrom, which got Axel up 14-0, but Hanover back-to-back touchdowns. First one was Emmett Juneman, a 15-yard pass to Chase Bruna. They got the two-point conversion, made it 14-8. Then they were able to force a punt for Axel, and they got right down the field quickly, and Dimmler finishing it off with a 1-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion try was no good. And that's where we stand, 14-14, with now 31.2 seconds remaining. Out of the timeout, Axtell, though, threatening to put points on the board. They have it second down and four from the Hanover 11. They'll send three receivers, two left, one right. Brockstrom behind Detweiler in the pistol. Takes a good snap. Looking right, comes back left to the end zone, or I should say near the five. It's caught by Schmelzley.
Pass is complete, number 16.
Looks like he is down to the 7-yard line, so it's a minimal gain of 3 yards. So third and one, and a timeout taken by Axtell. So Schmelzley on the receiving end from Detweiler for 3 yards. Again, it'll set up third and one inside the 10, roughly at the 8-yard line. Again, a quick timeout. We'll keep it right here. 17.4 seconds remaining now. And Trenton, you talked about it. I mean, how important it is for Axtell to get some points on the board here, considering what we've seen Hanover do their last couple of drives, scoring 14 unanswered, getting right back into the game, and they'll get the ball to start the second half.
I think they're going to go with one or two options out of here, out of this timeout. I think they're going to go with that power or draw they've been running so successfully with Detweiler. They're going to try and pass it to Smelsley. He's been the favorite target of Detweiler. He has four catches for 42 yards right now.
Certainly some options. I'd be shocked. Again, third and short. Axtell still has a timeout. But again, you're down to 17 seconds. If they run maybe that designed quarterback run that we've seen with Detweiler, you know, if Hanover's at least able to keep him out of the end zone, how quickly do they get up to the line? Do they got to call that third timeout? So very intriguing play call, I think, here. Third and one at the 8-yard line. You have one timeout left in a 14-14 tie with 17 seconds left. So certainly some options, but obviously having that third timeout still is certainly going to help for Axtell, but obviously the first thing is to get the first down. But regardless, they would go for it anyways. You basically have two plays for a shot at the end zone, I would certainly imagine. It's more about getting the ball in the end zone here in the next two plays. So third and one at the 8-yard line of Hanover. Out of the timeout, 17-6 remaining in the first half. 14-14 our score. Low snap. It's going to be an option here to the near side. It's Brockstrom. And he steps out of bounds, and he'll have the first down at the 5. So a heads-up play by Brockstrom. It looks like he'll mark him down at the 6. But regardless, it's a first down. He needed one. He got two. And again, a very heads-up play by Brockstrom to skip out of bounds. So it stops the clock at 13 seconds remaining. So Axtell still has that timeout in their back pocket. Still now first and goal just outside the 5-yard line. Two receivers here to the near side, one split far side. It's Brockstrom behind Detweiler in the pistol. Takes a good snap. He's setting the pass. Now he steps up in the pocket. He's going to run. Brockstrom with a good block. He cuts it back middle, and he's into the end zone. It's an Isaac Detweiler 6-yard touchdown run. And with 6 seconds to go in the half, Axtell has regained the lead. It's 20-14.
They went with that QB draw play where they have Brockstrom go out and lead block. They wait back a second, just let the defense develop, and then they just go flying up front and get a good block from the running back.
Just such a monster drive for the Eagles right before the half, with Hanover getting the ball to start the third quarter. Axtell will go for two, now up 20-14. Detweiler will pitch it to Brockstrom. Trying to make a man miss. He spins away, but he is short. No good. Zarebnicki with the tackle, but Axtell takes the lead. 20-14, 6 seconds to go in the second quarter. We'll step aside. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Community Healthcare System, our family medicine expertise means we treat you like family. With locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland, and same-day appointments, we bring whole health to the whole family. Call 785-889-4272 for an appointment or visit chcsks.org for more info on how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
KMZA.
An entertaining first half, to say the least, here at Axtell, as the Eagles have regained the lead at 20-14 with just 6 seconds to go in the first half. Brandon Tadman, Kirk Kilman, Trenton Craxner all with you, a part of the broadcast team. And I'd say, Trenton, so far, first half, this game has certainly lived up to the hype.
Oh, yeah. Coming into the game, we both knew it was going to be a big game earlier in the year. Axel jumped out, but he gave it back. They tied the game. But Axel had a big scoring drive right there.
Yeah, Hanover gets the ball to start the third quarter, so getting points right there, huge, but they were unable to get the two-point conversion, so it's a six-point Axel lead, 20-14. Again, just 5.9 seconds remaining here in the half. We'll get you all caught up with the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show here momentarily. Juneman will pick up the kickoff at the 20, trying to extend it to the outside. He spins away, and that's going to end the half. So not much to it, and we head to the halftime break. With our score, the Axel Eagles, number one in eight-man D2, they lead Hanover 20-14. Our halftime coverage presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. Again, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Again, Axel 20, Hanover 14. Halftime is now here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Halftime coverage brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Kirk Kilman, Trenton Craxner, I'm Brandon Tadman. What a good one we have here at the half. Regional round coverage of the Kansas High School Football Playoffs, 8-man Division II, TVL Showdown. Number one, Axel, leading Hanover 20-14. And I think the most impressive thing we saw in the first half was right out the gate, Hanover able to battle back after they dug themselves an early hole. They got down two touchdowns quick, 14-0 early second quarter. They battle back, they get it back tied, but then Axel able to get a late touchdown to have this 6-point lead at the break. But I think Hanover battling back and keeping themselves right in this game, pretty much kind of what we expected, a close one, but I think Hanover not allowing it to get out of hand early, certainly giving themselves an opportunity.
Yeah, they've had three offensive drives, and they've dominated. Like, the only real thing that stopped them was that fumble on the miscommunication. If you take that out, they probably score, and it's either 20-20 or they're up 22-20 at the half, and they get the ball. So it completely changes the game. I mean, you've had a healthy diet of Dimmler and Judeman at quarterback. They've really orchestrated the offense very well.
I like the combination that they're doing with both of those guys. They're both very good athletes. When you talk about Dimmler and Judeman, we've seen, I think, a little bit more of Judeman at quarterback, but Dimmler at times. Dimmler had the monster 54-yard run that set up that second touchdown. But again, I think both teams have very good athletes, and we've seen it on display. But again, the importance of Axel getting that touchdown late, in the second quarter to obviously give themselves that six-point lead heading into the break. And now how does Hanover respond coming out of the halftime break? Obviously, they have an opportunity to either tie, take the lead, and then I think we're really off and running in what should be a fantastic finish in the second half. Let's run down the scoring plays in this game. Hanover got, or correction, it was Axtell who got the ball first. They took up nearly 8 minutes, or a little bit more than 8 minutes off the clock on their opening drive. They took it down. Isaac Detweiler, a one-yard touchdown run. Two-point conversion was good, so Axtell jumped out to a 8-0 lead at 3:29 to go in the first quarter. That was the score at the end of one. And then Axtell at 7:23 to go in the second quarter, getting an Isaac Detweiler touchdown pass to Eli Brockstrom from 15 yards out. That two-point try was no good. And again, at 7:23 to go in the second quarter, Axtell had taken a 14-0 lead. But Hanover coming back strong. They held Axtell to a punt. Emmett Juneman, 15-yard touchdown pass to Chase Bruna. 14-8 Axtell after the two-point conversion. That was a quick response at 5:53 to go. And then they got right back, I should have said, after that first touchdown. Then they held Axtell to a quick three and outs. They got it back, and then Keegan Dimmler finishing off that touchdown drive with a one-yard run. Two-point conversion try was no good. It was 14-14 at the 2:33 mark. Then we saw the two-minute offense, though, as really a big credit to that was the big kickoff return out to around the 35-36 yard line. So Axtell had great field position on that two-minute drive. They get a six-yard touchdown run from Isaac Detweiler. The two-point try was no good, and we stand at 20-14. Axtell at the half. We'll step aside. We'll have some stats for you from the first half as, again, Axtell leading Hanover 20-14 in our halftime coverage brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires.
What do people like most, do you think, about the experience of getting a new vehicle here at Holt Health?
People like having one person that they deal with. When you go in the paperwork office, in the finance office, you get to deal with Stephanie, and we don't have any admin fees, no doc fees, none of that crazy stuff a lot of other places have. So it's pretty straightforward and honest, and we just try to be upfront about it. I get a lot of good feedback from those things.
Our name means a great deal.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Good one here on 92.1 KMZA, 20-14, our score at the half. Number one Axtell leading Hanover in this regional round playoff matchup. Real quick, I wanted to throw this stat out there because you look at the history of these two teams. This is actually the fifth time, since 2008 that Hanover and Axtell have met twice in the same season. Each time, the team that won the regular season matchup also won the playoff matchup. So it was Axtell who won the regular season matchup, and they have the edge at the half, 20 12-14. Kirk Kilman, Trenton Craxner, Brandon Tadman with you. Our halftime coverage continues, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. We'll head over to Trenton. You've got some first half stats for us.
First downs are pretty close. We'll start with Hanover. They had 6 first downs. The one drive only had 1 first down, the long run by Dimmler. Rushing, they have 110 yards on just 12 carries for an average of 9.2 yards per carry. They're 4-4 passing, which a mix of Dimmler and Juneman for just 33 yards. They have 143 total yards at the half. For Axel, they have 10 first downs. They've been a little bit more methodical. They have 20 carries for 100 yards for an average of 5 yards per carry. They're 8 of 9 passing the ball for 80 yards, the one incompletion being the overthrow by Detweiler. They have 180 total yards at the half. Hanover has 1 fumble loss. That is the only turnover of the first half. Hanover just 1 penalty for 10 yards. Axel 2 for 20.
Yeah, and again, it's a pretty balanced matchup when you look at what both teams was able to do. Obviously, that turnover by Hanover was really big because that ultimately led to an Axel touchdown. But outside of that, it's been clean on both sides. And right now, it's 20-14. Axel with the lead at the break. We do got a couple other scores we can throw out there real quick over at the Holton channel, msesports.net. Holton with a big lead over Perry. LeCompton, that's a 28-0 Wildcats lead. They're looking to be 10-0 for the first time since 2013, and they are certainly on track to get to that point with a big lead at the half over on the Holton channel. Number one, Opie in Class 1A, they lead Jackson Heights 21-0. Eudora is winning big over Atchison. That game is on our sister station, Care 93.7. But some good games across the board. We'll continue to update the scores throughout the second half here in this ball game. Again, it's Axel 20, Hanover 14. Our halftime coverage continues after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
The Highland Trinity College Theater Department presents the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, at Culbertson Auditorium, November 11th through 13th. The HCC Players present the phenomenal, popular, and fast-paced, hilarious parody that is not your traditional evening of Shakespeare. Admission is free, as always, but seating is limited for this production. So make plans to attend the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, in Culbertson Auditorium, Thursday and Friday, November 11th and 12th at 7:30 p.m., and Saturday, November 13th at 2 p.m. on the HCC campus. In Highland.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils. which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This fall is a great time to spruce up your yard, and Heinen True Value Farm Supply and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca can rent you the equipment to make that job easier. Rent garden tillers, pull and push style aerators, fertilizer spreaders, lawn vacuums for all those leaves to pick up, gas-powered hedge trimmers and brush cutters, even tractors and sprayers. Rent the equipment you need for your fall yard cleanup and make the job so much easier. From Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental, behind every project is a true value.
KMZA.
We roll along with our halftime coverage here on 92.1 KMZA. Eight-man D2 showdown in the regional round of the postseason. It's number one Axtell getting by and leading slimly over Hanover, 20-14. Again, we got a few minutes until the start of the third quarter. Kirk Kilman back in studio. Trenton Craxner with me. I'm Brandon Tadman. We talked the team stats from the first half. I think Hanover, it was a little more balanced, but obviously with Axtell, it was a heavy dose of Isaac Detweiler, both on the ground and through the air. He was very efficient in the first half, but he was certainly leaned on heavily for Axtell, and he led that late touchdown drive to give Axtell the six-point lead going into the break.
He is the cog in the machine. He gets him going as a offense. He really controls everything. We'll start with individual stats with the visiting team, Hanover. Dimmler, 6 carries for 80 yards, including a 1-yard touchdown run. Juneman, 6 for 30. Passing, they've only had 4 passes. Juneman, 2 for 2 for 14 yards, but he has a touchdown pass. Dimmler is also 2 for 2 for 19 yards. Receiving, Zerbinicki has 15 yards on 1 catch. And then Bruna has 3 catches for 18 yards, and he caught the touchdown pass. For the home team, the Axtell Eagles, as we said, a lot of Isaac Detweiler. He has 16 carries for 97 yards, including 2 touchdown runs. Schmelsley has 2 carries for no yards, and Brockstrom 2 for 3. Detweiler is 8 of 9 passing for 80 yards and a touchdown. His favorite target has been Schmelsley. He has 4 catches for 42 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, and you mentioned that one incompletion was an overthrow that probably was going to be a touchdown earlier in the game. So, again, we've talked about it throughout the broadcast, a very efficient season. You know, he came in, Detweiler did, completing 74% of his passes, and he completes 8 of 9 in the first half. So he continues that trend, being one of the most efficient quarterbacks in the state. Again, we are moments away from the start of the third quarter. We'll take one more timeout. It's Axtell 20, Hanover 14. We'll pause for 60 seconds. And again, our halftime coverage has been brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Back in 60 seconds for the start of the third quarter. Here in a moment, you're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kickhafer and Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer and Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer and Bussing, where quality begins.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call 785-334-2767.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Here we go. Second half coming your way as Axtell holding a slim 20-14 lead over Hanover in the 8-man D2 regional round playoffs here tonight from Axtell. Trenton Craxner, Kirk Kilman, I'm Brandon Tadman, all part of the broadcast team. Appreciate our listeners online at mscsports.net. If you got us on the dial as well at 92.1, we appreciate you as well. Great games across our airwaves, of course, 103.9 KNZA, Jeff County North and Troy. That's a 16-8 JCN lead at the break. Holton was up big, 28-0 at the half in their game over Perry LeCompton. That game on the Holton channel, MSCSports.net. And then Eudora was rolling over Atchison, 28-0 last check in that one. That one on our sister station, Care, 93-7. Big drive to start for Hanover. They'll get the ball to start the second half. They'll move from left to right. 20-14 Hanover as we get set. Detweiler set to kick this one away. It's teed up middle of the field at the 30. Well, it's been a good game through two quarters. We expect nothing less here in the second half. Dimmler had it tipped off his hands. He picks it up at the goal line. And he gets it out across the 10, but that's about it. So not an ideal return for Dimmler and the Wildcats. And it looks like we got an injured player down, but someone for Axel, but it
looks like Brockstrom who had the tackle.
Brockstrom who had the tackle. A little slow to get up, but he's on his feet and walking under his own power, but can't tell if he's favoring maybe the ribs or somewhere on his left side. He's shaking it out. He's good to go. He's not coming out, no doubt. So it's out to the 11-yard line, but the Wildcats have some work to do now. Backed up a little bit in their own territory. First and 10 as we start the second half. Axel with a 20-14 lead. First play, it's Juneman at quarterback. He's got two split left, a man far side right. That's Dimmler. It's going to be a design quarterback keeper. It's blown up quickly and fortunate to get back to the line of scrimmage. It's going to be a no gain on that play.
Oh, it's Rothman.
Juneman just lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10 at the 11. Very important drive here for the Wildcats. Down 6 early in the third quarter. They took some punches early. Bounced back. They got down 14-0 in the first half, but rallied back to tie the game. Axel scored a touchdown with 6 seconds left in the second quarter to take that 6-point lead here into the halftime break, and that's where we stand here early third quarter. Hanover has it, second down and 10 at their own 11. Not quite a minute into the third quarter, 20-14, Axel with the lead. High snap, Dimmler fakes, nearly trips, keeps him up on his feet, rolls left, throws it downfield, it's incomplete. I believe that was Cameron Juneman, the freshman, the intended receiver. Stops the clock at 10:57 here in the third quarter. Now, big play here, though, for the Wildcats. They've gone nowhere on their first two plays, and they face third and 10 at the 11. Definitely a big play for both sides. Early here in the third quarter.
Brings up third down and 10 to go.
Interesting to see who they use here. It looks like Judeman will take the snap. And they've been going back and forth. Judeman and Dimmler have been sharing snaps at quarterback. Dimmler is slot right. They got three receivers total to the right. Now Dimmler in motion. High snap. Here comes the rush. He gets away from it. There's a flag on the play. This might be a holding penalty. As Juneman was escaping the pocket to the left, the flag was thrown at the 5. Be shocked if it wasn't holding. And it is. It's going to be a decline penalty. So that's going to bring up 4th and long. And now Hanover in a difficult spot. I'd have to imagine they punt it away.
On your own 10, only down 6. Yeah, you're going to have to try and trust your defense here to get a stop.
Well, we talked about how important this opening drive was. First two plays, they gained 0 yards. And then a nothing play on third down, and then it was a holding penalty. So that's not really the ideal start if you're the Wildcats here to start the third quarter down 6. Detweiler slowly kind of backpedaling as it looks like the Wildcats, fourth down and 11. Looks like it's Zarebnicki to punt this one away. Stands at his own goal line, needs a good snap, gets it at the knees, puts this one away. And that's a really good kick, though. Across midfield, and Detweiler lets it trickle out of bounds, far sideline. So the Axel defense does its job. They'll have it first down and 10 at their own 37-yard line. 10:43 to go third quarter and a 20-14 lead. So now a big spot for the Hanover defense. Can they get a stop and keep it at a one-score game?
They did force a three and out when they were they had momentum in that second quarter. They really need it here to help out the offense.
Let's see what happens here. First and 10, Axtell, their first drive here of the third quarter. They got it in good field position at their own 37. They lead 20-14. Low snap for Detweiler, fakes the screen. Rolling out here to the near side. He's being chased by Zarebnicki, and down he goes. Good open field tackle. Couple of yards maybe to the 39. It's a one-yard gain, maybe two at best. Still shy of midfield. We'll call it a long yard. Well, it's second down and nine. Just shy of midfield once again. So a good open field tackle by Zarebnicki. That's a name we've called a few times making plays on the outside. Again, great crowd on hand. A chilly night, but not too bad for early November football here in Northeast Kansas. They're being treated to a good one as well. 20-14, Axtell. 2 minutes in to the third quarter. Second down and nine, just shy of midfield. Detweiler, pitch here to the near side on the option. Brockstrom in the open field. Hanover territory, what a move. Gets to the sideline, and out of bounds he goes. Inside the 20 to the 19. It's a gain of 22 yards and a first down. Boy, what a move we saw there from Brockstrom. Makes a man miss, picks up about 10 or 11 more. Again, it's a gain of, see where they mark him out. It looks like he's inside the 20 at the 19, so 21, 22 yards on the carry from the pitch by Detweiler to Brockstrom. Sets up first and 10 at the 19. Two receivers here left. It's Brockstrom. Design quarterback run again. It's inside the 15. Good first down run there by Isaac Detweiler. They'll mark him down at the 11-yard line. So a gain of 7 yards. It brings up second down and 3 just outside the 10.
He picks up 7 on the play. Waxel
pushing the momentum their way with a 6-point lead here early in the third quarter and trying to get that lead back to a 2-score advantage.
They went back to their bread-and-butter play of the night with the QB drawn. They had Brockstrom go out and lead block. It's been pretty successful all night for Axtell.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of these running backs leading the way for Detweiler, and they have done a great job being the lead blocker for Detweiler on those designed quarterback runs. Second and 3 just outside the Hanover 10. Detweiler shouting out some information at the line of scrimmage. There it is again. Design quarterback keeper stays on his feet, and he gets into the end zone. Isaac Detweiler right up the gun for 11 yards and a touchdown scamper. 8:50 to go, third quarter. It's back to a 2-score Axtell lead. It's 26-14. So the worst possible thing for Hanover to start the third quarter. They get the ball, they go 3 and out, they punt it right back to Axtell. The Eagles drive right down the field and score. Not even sure 2 minutes came off the clock on this drive. But Axtell now a chance to double up Hanover here if they can knock in the 2-point conversion. Another touchdown for Isaac Detweiler. He's responsible for all 4. Little toss pass, a little trickeration, and that is good. A little option pass, and the 2-point conversion is good. Evan Bunsen catching it in the end zone. 8:50 to go, third quarter. It's a double up now for Axtell. They lead Hanover 28-14. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
November is American Diabetes Month and time to communicate the seriousness of diabetes and the importance of diabetes prevention and control. Nearly 30 million children and adults in the United States have diabetes. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital has a Healthy Living with Diabetes education program for our community. If you want more information about our diabetes education program or the support group, contact Leah Heinen or Becky Barkowski at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
However you want to slice it and dice it, whether you want to say it's a great start for Axtell or a not-so-good start for Hanover, here early on in the third quarter, Axtell getting a touchdown, a 11-yard scamper by Isaac Detweiler. 2-point conversion is good. 28-14, home team Eagles in front of the Wildcats. Again, it was a 2014 game at the break. Wildcats got the ball first, went three and out, had to punt it right back to Axel. And I don't even think 2 minutes came off the clock on that drive by the Eagles. Detweiler, another touchdown. And again, big two-point conversion to get it to a 14-point lead. And now it's gut check time, I'd say, for Hanover here on this drive.
They really need this drive right here. Keep the game in striking distance.
Minus the one defensive stand where they forced an Axel punt. I mean, Axel's offense just too efficient. And now for the second straight kickoff, disaster for the Wildcats. I believe that was Dimmler who tripped up under his own feet and again backed up in their own territory. The Wildcats will start first and 10 at their own 10-yard line. So the kick return game here in the third quarter has hurt the Wildcats. They've had two tough returns, and both times have started deep in their own territory. They do it again, and down 28-14 with 8:47 to go here in the third. They get it first and 10 at their own 10. See if they can put something together here to keep this game within striking distance. First and 10 at the Hanover 10. This time it's Dimmler in the gun. He'll take the snap here at quarterback. Takes it chest high. Fakes the screen right. He's going to chuck one downfield in the air, and that one's caught at the 30. And then spun out of bounds. It's Zarebnicki on the reception. He gets to the 32-yard line. It's a gain of 22 yards, and that's a play to get you out from the back of your own territory as Dimmler hit Zarebnicki for 22 yards and a first down.
They had him running a backside wheel, trying to turn the attention. He rolled out, found him, and it was a great catch by Zarebnicki.
Yeah, it was a scenario where there were two Eagle defenders kind of in the area, and it was a little bit underthrown, but Zarebnicki had the awareness to kind of come back and not wait for it. He went up and got it. That's a big thing, going up and getting the ball and not waiting for it. And he made a good play, and he was spun out of bounds at the 32-yard line. First and 10 for Hanover. 8:38 to go in the third quarter. The 28-14 Axel lead. This time it's Judeman rolling out to the right. He wants to chuck it here downfield. That one's caught by Zarebnicki again at the 20 and then spun out at the 18. Back-to-back big passing plays. One thrown by Dimmler, this one to Juneman. So again, they mark him down at the, let's see, outside the 15 at the roughly 17, 18-yard line. So another big gain and a first down, and quickly Hanover on the move. Two plays, they've gone from their own 10, and they're down now inside the Axel 20.
Kind of a similar play. They had Zarebnicki running a fly, and they're just rolling out kind of maybe like an option run. They just throw it to him, reading the defense.
But the important thing is here for the Wildcats, they got to get it in the end zone and get some points on the board. Trailing by two scores here in the third quarter. It's a high snap, but Judeman able to pull it down. Now he's got to run away from Owen Strothman. Strothman able to get him, and then that pass is caught inside the 5-yard line. What an effort by Judeman to roll out of the pocket. The catch was made by Chase Bruna. Inside the 5, I think they are marking him at the 2-yard line, and that's going to set up first and goal for the Wildcats. Three straight big-time pass plays for the Wildcat offense to set up first and goal. Boy, Strothman was chasing down Judeman. It looked like he was dead to rights, but Judeman throwing across his body to Bruna inside the 5. It's first and goal. Judeman in motion. I think we get some movement up front. That's going to draw the flag. So it looked like off, or I should say, it's going to be a false start. That's a big play there. You lose 5. You get it back to within the, again, first and goal at the 2. Now you're backed up to the 7. So first and goal now at the 7 after the false start penalty.
Looked like they're about to run that QB sneak that they ran for a touchdown earlier with Dimmler. It was him going up the middle, but looks like the near side tight end to us moved a little early.
8:18 to go. Clock moving third quarter. It's first and goal for Hanover at the 7-yard line. They're trailing here at Axel 28-14. When you move on, lose, your season is done. Trying to punch your ticket to the quarterfinals. Another high snap. Judeman direct quarterback run here. Gets away from one. Ball's on the turf, but he jumps back on it at the 10. Strothman looked like he got a hand on it to knock it loose. But fortunate for the Wildcats, a heads-up play by Judeman to jump on it. Now it's a loss of 2 back to the 10, and now it's second and goal from the 10. So you had it first and goal at the 2. You get a false start, you're back to 5 yards, and then you nearly turn it over and lose two more yards. Now you're backed up second and goal at the 10. So not really a good back-to-back play sequence for the Wildcats after getting three big pass plays inside the 5. See if the Wildcats can still put it in the end zone. 7:33 clock moving third quarter. Second and goal from the 10. This time Dimmler in the gun. Another high snap. We've seen that all game. He pulls it down. There's that wheel route out of the backfield towards Juneman. It's overthrown and incomplete. So now third and goal at the 10 for the Wildcats. 7:21. Clock is stopped here in the third quarter.
And a complete pass brings up third and goal for the 10.
I think we can both agree. I think, obviously, at least for me, I'm pretty fresh and new to the eight-man game. You don't see teams try many field goals. I don't think that's in the playbook.
Maybe a little extra point every here and there for a couple of teams if they have a good enough kicker. But especially down 14 in a game like this, you're taking this as two-down territory.
Yeah, you got two plays to get 10 yards and find the end zone. 7:21 to go third quarter, 28-14, Axtell by two touchs. Third and 10, Hanover at the 10-yard line. Juneman in motion here to the near side. Dimmler takes the snap. They want the screen. Gets away from some pressure. He'll break the sideline. He's hit near the goal line and a good open field tackle. I believe it was Schmelzley who got him. But it gets down inside the 5. Let's see where they mark him down. I think he's at the 2 or 3, which brings up now 4th and goal. So it's 4th and goal at the 2 after Dimmler scampered for 8 yards on 3rd and 10. Play of the game at this point?
I think so.
28-14, Axtell. 4th and goal at the 2 for Hanover. 6:45, clock moving south, third quarter. Crowd on their feet. Dimmler under center with Juneman behind him. Takes the snap. It's a toss to the left side. They want Juneman to the edge, and he's in. Touchdown. Monster touchdown for the Wildcats. They cap off the drive on 4th and goal. Juneman, a 2-yard run. It makes it 28-20. Axtell now lead. Cut to 8, 6:34 to go, third quarter, but an absolutely must-needed touchdown there for the Wildcats, and they got it, and on the toughest play, 4th and goal.
Every time they've ran that formation so far, they've ran the QB sneak, but they just toss it out to Juneman and let him get out to the edge. The linebacker was there, just didn't have enough time to get him and wrap him up for a tackle.
So three big pass plays, got him down inside the 10. They had a penalty and a near fumble. They had a 3rd and goal at the 10, but they're able to work it into the end zone on 4th and goal at the 2. Big two-point conversion try. Dimmler has it knocked away in the end zone, and it's incomplete, so it stays an 8-point Axtell lead. 6:34 to go, third quarter. Axtell, 28, Hanover, 20. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
6:34 to go, third quarter. Axtell 28, Hanover 20. Big touchdown there for Emmett Juneman. It was a 2-yard run on 4th and goal. 2-point conversion try was no good, so it's an 8-point Axtell lead. 6:34 to go in this third quarter. So, again, much needed there for the Wildcats when it was kind of a disastrous start for them here in the third quarter. But good teams usually find ways to answer. The Wildcats certainly did that, getting back to within an 8-point advantage or an 8-point disadvantage, but, again, within a touchdown now.
I think that might help ease your nerves a little bit. You're down 14. You know, you're really pressing to get a touchdown, but that really helps you. You got only down a possession, so you have 6.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Now you just need a defensive stop.
Wildcats set to kick this one away. Emmett Juneman will kick it off. He had the 2-yard touchdown run just moments ago on 4th and goal. Brandon Schmelzley standing at his own goal line. 28-20, Axtell by a touchdown and a 2-point conversion. This one's been good the entire night. This is a short kick. Detweiler will take the fair catch at the 16-yard line. I didn't see a signal for a fair catch. It looks like Detweiler was confused. It looked like he kind of wanted to take off with it, but it looks like the official stopped it dead to rights. But that's the case. It'll be first and 10 at the 16.
He just waved his hand over his head one time. The ref took that as a fair catch. He's explaining that to the actual coach down here.
6:34 to go, third quarter. Axtell with a 28-20 lead. They have the ball back, first and 10 at their own 16, moving from right to left here in quarter number three. Detweiler is in the pistol set. Brockstrom behind him. They want to option it near side. Pitch to Brockstrom. Ball's on the turf. And I think Axtell lost it. Hanover jumps on it, then the Wildcats take over. Zeremnicki, we've called his name all night. Brockstrom had a chance, but it slipped through it underneath him. And Hanover gets it back, one play, and all of a sudden, knocking at the door, down eight here midway through the third quarter.
You said Zabernicki, that drive, he had a couple big catches. He's playing big in this third quarter.
Boy, he has been all over the place defensively. Brockstrom lost it. He had a chance, it looked like, to jump right back on top of it, but he did not gather control. And Zabernicki able to take it away from him. And set up Hanover, first and 10 at the Axtell 12. So now the tide turning a little bit here in Axtell tonight, midway through the third quarter. Can the Wildcats capitalize on the turnovers? First and 10 at the 12. They want Dimmler here, a run to the near side. They get away from one. A flag is thrown, pointing for the... Potentially it's going to be on Owen Strothman. Maybe got the collar... of Dimmler, who's a little gimpy getting up and walking towards the huddle. So they're going to say it's a face mask. So that's going to be half the distance to the goal, and it'll set up first and goal for Hanover. After Strothman caught the face mask of Dimmler on a play where it was really going nowhere.
Yeah, they had three guys out there. He just grabbed a little high. And it was a good call by the ref. Home crowd obviously doesn't like it, but we'll see if the Axtell defense can get a stop here.
So now first and goal at the 6-yard line. Judiman under center. They run a design quarterback keeper, runs over the guard. He pushes in. Touchdown. And it's a 2-point game with 6:16 to go in the third quarter. It's now 28-26. I see Isaac Detweiler with a little limp to his step getting up after that play, walking back to the huddle. So the turnover turns into a Hanover touchdown, and just like that, Trenton, it's 28-26 with 6:16 to go here in the third.
They just ran a little QB power right up the middle with Dimmler, and he just carried it in, bouncing off guys. Big two-point conversion here.
Chance to tie the game here midway through the third quarter. It's going to be Juneman in the backfield, three wide receivers out to his right. They design it to the left. Stiff arms a man and puts his hand into the end zone for two. Actually, they say he stepped out and it's no good, but there's a flag on the play. The official on the far side said no go, that he did not get in.
Did he drop the football? It looked like he got in to me.
It looked like, and he certainly kind of has the body language that he certainly got in, but a flag was thrown, so it may not matter. Even if he got in, it's a holding against Hanover, so it really doesn't matter if he did or not. But since he didn't get in, the two-point conversion was no good, and the penalty is declined. So Axtell still has the lead, but don't look now. It's a two-point game. 6:16 to go, third quarter. Axtell 28, Hanover 26. We're back in 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ready for a fast, safe, and easy way to send your share of the rent money? Put your feet up, because with Zelle, you can send your monthly amount from the comfort of your couch. Zelle is conveniently found in your United Bank and Trust online or mobile banking account, and it's available now. Ask a United Bank and Trust representative for more information. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
FM, KMZA.
Now a few seconds here to catch your breath. 6:16 to go, third quarter. Axtell now clinging to just a two-point lead, 28-26, as Hanover has come storming back here in the third quarter. They take advantage of an Eli Brockstrom fumble inside the 15. A few plays later, It was Keegan Dimmler, 6 yards out. The two-point try was no good. That's a big deal. Gives Axtell still the lead, but it's all of a sudden turned from a two-point or a two-touchdown deficit to now just a two-point game here midway through the third quarter. Still a ton of time left in this game. Juneman to kick off for the Wildcats. Toe pokes it here to the near side, straight out of bounds, so the flag is out.
That kick sails out of bounds.
Let's see what Axtell wants to do here.
It draws a flag on the play.
So normally, you can either make them back it up, re-kick. We'll see what Eric Detweiler and his coaching staff, so they're going to take. They'll take it at the 30. So the Eagles get good field position here. And we'll see how they respond after the Broxterman fumble. It's now 28-26. Axtell still clinging to the lead. 6:16 to go here in the third quarter. It was 20-14 at the half, and we've already seen three touchdowns here in the third quarter, and we've still got 6:16 to go. Things ramping up here in Axtell tonight. First and 10, Eagles, two-point lead at their own 30. There's that design quarterback run again over the left guard across the 35, spun down to the 39 for a gain of about 9 yards on first and 10. It'll set up second down in a short yard, maybe two. Actually, it's a gain of 8. We'll call it second and 2 at the 38-yard line. Again, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That design quarterback run, whether he fakes kind of to one side and goes the other way, it's getting chunk after chunk. Obviously, ball security now a big, important deal. But it's been the Detweiler show all night out of the backfield. Second down and 2 at the 38-yard line. Clock on the move, 5:40 and change. Second down and 2 at the 38. Detweiler in the pistol takes the snap. There he goes again. He'll have the first down into Hanover territory down to the 36-yard line. So a gain of 6 yards and a first down for the Eagles.
Before he picks up an Axtell Eagle.
Averaging just under 7 yards per carry on the season. Get 6 there. Now into Hanover territory. First and 10 just outside the Hanover 35 at the 36-ish yard line.
I think they need to keep it in his hands. I don't think they need to try any offense. I think they just keep it in Detweiler. He's been your best player tonight. Keep running him.
5:05 clock moving third quarter, 28-26. Axtell holding on to a two-point lead with the ball. There it is again. They go to him. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Well,
good defense, though.
There,
Mickey in on the stop. A couple of yards there inside the 35 to the 34. So a gain of 3 by Detweiler, bringing up 7.
He picked up another 4 yards on the play. Brings up 2nd and 6.
So the carries continue to pile up for Detweiler. 22 carries now on the night. 4:32, clock moving third quarter. Axtell 28, Hanover 26. Detweiler in the pistol sets. Broxterman slot, he'll keep it again. No surprise, and Zarebnicki again. This time says no thank you. Fans are wanting a little extracurricular activity and wanting a flag, but they're not going to get it. And it's going to be no gain on the play. And now it brings up 3rd down and 7. Boy, if you probably hear it from the mic, when the fans really wanted something, he gave them a little extra out of bounds. I'll give it to you. Do you think that should have been called?
I mean, maybe next time. It looked like he was just trying to strip the ball and just rip out of that. It wasn't like pushing him to the ground or anything. I think it's a judgment call on the ref.
Honestly, I like letting it go. You're right. He didn't push him, anything like that. It might have been a little excessive. That one tipped in the air, incomplete.
Pass
tipped at the line of scrimmage. It looked like it was Tragen Graff on the defensive line who got the hand on it. And just like that, Axtell facing 4th down and 7 from the Hanover 34. Well, you can feel the momentum and the tide shifting now. And this is, we've said it a couple times, I believe now, biggest play of the game to this point. 3:42 to go, third quarter. Axtell clinging to a 28-26 lead, now facing 4th down and 7 from the Hanover 34. Let's see what the play call is. Grady Bussing, the receiver, far side right. Schmelsley in motion now to the left, and there's some movement up front, and I think this is going to be offsides against Hanover. Oh, that's a tough one. Trevor Graff, the 5'7 senior nose tackle, came jumping across the line and from 4th and 7 to 4th and about a yard and a half. Boy, that is a gut-wrenching penalty if you're Hanover. Still fourth down, but it's a much different scenario, and I'd be shocked if this one wasn't in Detweiler's hands on fourth and about a yard and a half.
I think they run that QB power that's been so successful all night. Just get Brockstrom in the lead block and let Detweiler do his thing.
Yep, they got Brockstrom in back there. They got Schmelsley split left. Also, Evan Bussing split to the left side as well. Detweiler looking towards the sideline. Fourth and a short two inside the Hanover 30. Holding a two-point lead at 28-26. And there's some movement on the right side of the offensive line. And I think that 5 yards is going to be given right back. And we're back to fourth and seven. What a sequence. It looked like it was Grady Bussing on the right side, the right end, moving before the ball was snapped. And I think if you're Trevor Graff for Hanover, who just got that offsides penalty, a little sigh of relief because it eventually doesn't hurt you, because then it's a false start against Axtell, and it goes right back to about fourth and seven. And now I don't think the QB power, I think, could still be in play, but now it's a much different scenario now with 7 yards to get the first down. Detweiler takes the snap. He'll drop back to pass. They're looking for the screen. They set it up. It's caught by Grady Bussing. Gets away from one. Spins. And he's got the first down at the 25. An extra couple of efforts to get away and an extra push. He needed seven. I believe he got nine. And it's a first down. Grady Bussing saving the drive for the Eagles on fourth and seven. And it's first and 10, Axtell, at the Hanover 25-yard line.
Zabernicki was there, just couldn't get a full grip on him, and he slipped away for a first down. And must be feeling pretty good if you're Evan Buesen after going false starting there.
Gets it back. They want Schmelsley here on an end around and then tripped up maybe down towards the 20.
To 16, Brandon Schmelsley.
So, again, that was one of those forward passes on the end around. It's a four-yard gain to Schmelsley.
He picks up five on the play, brings up
second down and six, we'll call it. Just outside the 20-yard line of Hanover. Under 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. Axtell on the move, converting a big fourth and seven just moments ago to keep the drive alive. Again, edging Hanover right now, 28-26. We're coming down the home stretch here in quarter number three. Second and six outside the Hanover 20. Schmelsley in motion to the far side. They fake it to him. Little pitch into the near side. Brockstrom has the edge. And then brought down by Zarebnicki for a first down. He's close to the 10-yard line. He's to the 11. And it's a first down pitch and catch to Brockstrom out of the backfield. And again, a new set of downs for the Eagles. Now under 2:25 to go here in the third. They got it first and 10 at the Hanover 11. They need the 1 yard line for a first down. Schmelsley, the man split left. Grady Bussing, the man split to the right. They want option near side. Late pitch. It's Brockstrom. Finds a gap. Makes the man miss. And he is into the end zone. Touchdown, Eagles. 11 yards for Eli Brockstrom. At 2:04 to go in the third quarter, Axtell extending their lead. It's now 34-26. Again, just above 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Boy, what a drive for Axtell, converting on fourth and seven to keep it alive. Then they find the end zone, a tough run from Brockstrom. And now a huge two-point conversion try, because if Hanover can hold, it's still an eight-point game. So this is a huge two-point conversion. 34-26, Axtell after the touchdown by Brockstrom. 2 points here would extend it to a two-possession game late in the third. They pop it to Schmelsley. It looks like he may have wanted to throw it. He cuts it up, but he's in anyway. A huge two-point conversion for the Axtell Eagles, and the lead is now 10. 36-26, Axtell, 2:04 left in the third quarter. This exciting ball game continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
204 4 left to go, third quarter. Big touchdown and two-point conversion by Axel. Eli Brockstrom, the freshman, 11-yard touchdown run. 2 points on the conversion, and the lead back to 10 for Axel. 36-26 their lead over Hanover. Again, late third quarter, 2:04 to go, but obviously the play on that drive, converting a big 4th and 7. Extra effort by the sophomore, Grady Bussing, to get the first down. Axel able to convert on the touchdown run.
Ran a little tight end screen and haven't really thrown to Grady Bussing much tonight. Just used him in a big moment. It's a big play.
So now back to a two-possession game late here in the third quarter. Another big offensive drive coming up for the Wildcats. When you move on, lose your season is done. As this one is going to skip into the end zone for a touchback. We've seen a couple of tough returns here in the second half by the Wildcats. I think it's best case scenario. Just let that one go in the end zone. You start at your own 15-yard line, 1st and 10.
Wildcats will go 1st and 10 from their own 15-yard line.
Certainly don't want to give the ball back quickly to the Eagles. They can put a drive together, get some points, and not let it get more than a two-possession deficit. Hanover certainly still in this game, but obviously now biggest drive of the game for the Wildcats, down 10 here late third quarter. 1st and 10 at their own 15-yard line. It's Bruna, the wide receiver in motion, near side, heading to the far side. Now he stutters, comes back to the near side. Fake it to him on a screen. They want a long pass play. They're going to chuck it downfield. It's Zarebnicki catching it at the 30. Makes a man miss at the 20. Breaks away at the 15. And he's ripped down near the 10-yard line. And another huge pass play to Zarebnicki. And all of a sudden, the Wildcats are in business. 55 yards. 1st and 10 Wildcats. Let's see where they mark him out. They'll mark him at the 12. And it sets up 1st and 10 at the Axel 10-yard line. What a throw and what a catch. And a huge play to start the drive for the Wildcats, down 10 late third quarter.
He was lined up at the tight end position, ran a drag, and then turned it upfield and ran a wheel. And it was a great ball by Dimmler. And then Zabernicki just went and got it and then made a couple moves. And that's a huge play for Hanover. They really needed that.
Boy, he has made some big-time receptions here in the second half, keeping the Wildcats afloat. 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Wildcats trying to respond. They're going to toss it over the middle of the field, and it's intercepted at the goal line by Detweiler. Detweiler gets out to the 10, out to the 20, and down he goes. Oh, take that back. No, it was Detweiler. Had the interception at the goal line, and the biggest turnover of the game. It's at the goal line, and the Eagles take over with a 10-point lead, 1st and 10 at the Hanover 20, the absolute last thing that the Wildcats needed there, a turnover in the red zone, and now an opportunity for Axtell with a touchdown here could potentially kind of put this game out of reach as we're closing in on the fourth quarter. Minute 17 to go, third quarter, 36-26, Axtell. Hanover just throwing an interception at the goal line. Detweiler wants to take a shot. He'll throw it here to the near side. It's caught in Hanover territory. Brandon Schmelsley at the 34-yard line of Hanover. Catching over Chase Bruna. First down, Eagles. Just like that, they're in Hanover territory. My, oh my, what a sequence. So 1st and 10 now for Axtell at the Hanover 34-yard line. This time it's Detweiler again, and he trips up under his own feet. He'll gain a yard or two, or maybe three. We'll see where they mark him out. He is shy of the 30-yard line at the 31. So Detweiler picks up 3. It's 2nd down and 7 at the Hanover 31.
2nd and 7.
Under 50 seconds to go here in the third. I think they'll slowly work this way down. They'll probably run one more play here, and assuming if they keep the clock running, they can get it to the fourth quarter. Boy, but Hanover had a golden opportunity just moments ago. They had it 1st and 10 at the Axtell 12, and they throw an interception at the goal line. Now Axtell trying to respond here. Here's Schmelsley breaking away from a couple tackles and then finally brought down maybe a yard to the 30. maybe a yard at best, but that's probably going to be the final play of the third quarter in what has been a entertaining ball game, to say the least. Third and six for Axtell as we head to the end of the third quarter. At the end of three, Axtell 36, Hanover 26. 12 more minutes to decide this one. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Community Healthcare System, our family medicine expertise means we treat you like family. With locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland, and same-day appointments, we bring whole health to the whole family. Call 785-889-4272 for an appointment or visit chcsks.org for more info on how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Suter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust, like Mohawk, Wilson Art, Larson, CertainTeed, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills, so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Suter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Start of the fourth quarter, Axtell leading Hanover 36-26. The Eagles facing third down and six from the Hanover 30-yard line in what has been a wild game, to say the least. Axtell really a good opportunity here to spread this lead out to a three-possession game potentially and really put Hanover on the back end. Detweiler, quarterback keeper on third and six, gets the first down. He'll dive forward across the 25, down to the 22-yard line. So on a big third and six, Detweiler dives forward for the first down, gets to the 22, and it sets up first and 10.
Bread and butter, right back to that QB draw on a big third down. They really needed that.
Keeping that drive afloat, and the clock now friendly for Axtell, and not so friendly if you're Hanover, especially if the Eagles are able to put a touchdown on the board. Best case for Axtell, they can force a turnover in some way, shape, or form to keep it at 10, but the offense still continues to move. There's a pass over the middle. It's caught inside the 5. Touchdown, Axtell. Evan Bussing on the reception. It's a 22-yard touchdown pass from Isaac Detweiler to Evan Bussing. And at 11:23 to go in the fourth quarter, it's 42-26. Axtell now up by 16.
Big two-point conversion. Hanover needs to stop here to keep it a two-possession game. At 16, they really need to get a stop on this two-point conversion.
I think if you go down three possessions, it might be all done, but they need to keep Axtell out of the end zone here on the two-point conversion try. Detweiler will drop back to pass. He'll step up in the pocket, makes a man miss, still looking. Now scanning back here to the near side. Someone is wide open, and the two-point conversion is good. Schmelzley, and it gets to a three-possession Axtell lead at 44-26 with 11:23 left in the game. We'll step aside and back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
92.1 KMZA Seneca. Kirk Kilman, Trenton Kraxner, Brandon Tadball with you. 11:23 to go in the fourth quarter. Axtell now in prime position. A 22-yard touchdown pass from Isaac Detweiler to Evan Bussing. And a huge two-point conversion now made it a three-possession game. It's 44-26, Axtell, again, just underway here in the fourth quarter. Boy, it has been ebbs and flows, ups and downs for both sides. And right now, it's all up for Axtell and all down for Hanover.
Yeah, that two-point version of the backbreaker, because Detweiler kind of extended the play and just threw it all the way across the field to a wide-open man. You felt like you had him.
Yeah, there had to have been some kind of miscommunication on the back end, allowing Schmelzley to be so wide open on that two-point conversion, but again, it's Detweiler who extended the play. Here's Dimler on the return, far sideline, gets across the 20, out to the 22, and that's where Hanover takes over. So you need quick possessions and quick scores now. If you're Hanover, you're down here early in the fourth quarter, 44-26, again in a must-win game. Keep your season alive. And obviously the big play of the game was early on in the third quarter, I guess I should say later in the third quarter, it was 36-26 Axtell. Hanover had worked it right inside the red zone and a chance to get it back to within maybe a 2 or 4 point game. And they threw an interception at the goal line. And Axtell was able to drive down the field and score to extend it to a 3-possession game. Here's Juneman, far sideline, first down and more. 35 midfield, 40, 35, and spun down near the 30. He's down near the 31-yard line of Axtell, so it is a big gain and a first down for Juneman.
Tackle made by number 16, Brandon Schmelzley.
Schmelzley in on the stop, but
first down.
Again, quick plays, quick strikes. You're down 3 scores, and that's a good opening play on this drive for the Wildcats into Axtell territory at the now 31-yard line.
I think you either got to run it with Juneman here or throw it to Zerbinicki. Zerbinicki has 4 catches for 124 yards. He's been a big playmaker tonight in the passing game. I think you got to get the ball in his hand.
He's been so good defensively as well. He's been maybe a slight MVP candidate for the Wildcats, although they're losing by 3 possessions. He has been a key factor for them tonight. Here is Dimler. Fakes to Juneman. They want the screen, and there it is. A quarterback sack back to near midfield.
Number 2, Dimler on the
carry. How about that?
He is tackled in the backfield by number 32,
Dylan Harville. A freshman in there on the stop. And then Owen Strothman in there as well. So Harbolt and Strothman, the quarterback sack. It's back to midfield and now second and long. Second, and we'll call it 19. It's at midfield. They need the 21 now for a first down.
Big play by the defensive line there for Axtell.
So Dimler now in the gun. Juneman comes here to the near side. 4 wide sets. Belt high snap. He'll step back in the pocket. Now he steps up, being chased down by Detweiler. Gets away from him and is spun out of bounds near the 35. Minimal gain of about 4 yards to the Axtell 36. But now it sets up now. Third down and about 15. So third and long in what certainly is now 4-down territory for the Wildcats, down 44-26, 9:45 left in the ball game. And you mentioned Zerbnicki, his name. He's been a big play threat. I would think you want to look for him on a third and long.
Third down at 16.
I mean, you take a shot, you want to at least get it, you know, maybe 8 to 12 yards, put yourself in a more manageable fourth down scenario. It'll be Dimler to take the snap. Juneman in motion here to the near side. 4 wide set. Belt high snap. Dimler looking downfield, has a little bit of time, now rolling to his right, throws it. It is incomplete. He had a receiver. It would have been a first down. That was the freshman, Cameron Juneman, right through his hands at the first down stick. And yeah, 10 times out of 10, you want that one back if you're Cameron Juneman, because he was open. It would have been a first down, and now you're facing fourth down and 15. Down 44-26, 9:36 to go in the game. Absolutely need this. Fans are on their feet. Fourth and 15 from the Axtell 36-yard line. It's going to be Dimler in the gun. Bruna in motion. There's the snap. Drops back. It's just a two-man rush. They'll throw it downfield. It is picked off. Axtell gets the interception. It's Grady pushing on the near sideline, and he's blasted out of bounds at the 39-yard line.
Eagles take over on
Grady pushing an interception, and that might have sealed the game with 9:26 to go and a 44-26 Axtell lead. They take over near midfield.
Try to get to Zabernicki. That's who you want to get to. He's been the big guy in the passing game. It was just a little overthrown from Dimler, and Grady Busey is the beneficiary of being in good coverage.
9:26 to go in the game. Axel takes over. They have forced two big interceptions here in the second half. Now a chance to really put this game away. Quarterback keeper Detweiler again across midfield in the Hanover territory to the 33-yard line. So it's a gain, or maybe the 34. We'll call it a 8-yard gain for Detweiler on first and 10. It sets up second down and 2.
That carry put Detweiler over 150 rushing yards on the night to go along with 151 passing yards.
He certainly hurt Hanover the first meeting back in week 4. He rushed for 180 yards and 3 scores in that one, and he is certainly pushing those numbers once again. He has been so good here tonight in this game against Hanover. Clock on the move, 8:43 and counting, fourth quarter. All Axtell now at 44-26. They have the ball in Hanover territory. Detweiler again to the 30. First down and more inside the 25 and down at the 23. Gain of 10 yards and a first down for Detweiler.
Detweiler picks up an Axtell Eagle.
Boy, when you look back at this game, assuming Axtell holds on and gets the win, multiple drives, Hanover made big plays. They were on the move to a certain degree, but a couple big interceptions thrown. And both times, or maybe both times, first time, Axtell capitalized with the touchdown, and now they're on the move quickly once again and really trying to put this game out of reach in the fourth quarter. First and 10 inside the Hanover 25. Detweiler in the pistol. Brockstrom and Grady Bussing here to the near side as receivers. Why not? Detweiler again stutters a little bit, gets inside the 20. Forward progress down to the 18. Gain of 5 yards. It'll bring up second down and 5 as Axtell has entered the Hanover red zone. Clock on the move now under 7:40. Back-breaking sequences here in the second half for Hanover. You can point to a couple, and they were certainly right in this game. But how quickly Axtell can strike, and looking to strike maybe one more time to really put the nail in the coffin. They're going to pitch it to Schmelzley, far side. He's got a first down inside the 10 and out of bounds at the 9-yard line. First and goal after the nice pickup there on the toss left to Brandon Schmelzley.
He picked up an Axtell Eagle.
Guess the one negative on that play, Schmelzley went out of bounds, so it stopped the clock. 7:12 left in the game, but sets up first and goal at the 8-yard line. Axtell looking to avenge their regional round loss to Hanover last year. The Wildcats trying to defend their state crown, but certainly in a tough spot here, down 3 possessions, and Axtell looking for more. First and goal inside the 10. Ball at the 8-yard line. Detweiler taking some time. They run the option. Schmelzley the pitch. He'll churn inside the 5 and spun out of bounds near the 4.
16 Brandon Schmelzley on the carry.
Looks like Schmelzley spun out at the 4-yard line. Second down and goal.
Out of bounds by number 4, Jimmins.
You notice some of these guys on the defensive line. Hands on the hips. These guys look tired out there. See how that Axtell offense moves. They tire you out. You can see it out there as they're really trying to put this game away.
You said Detweiler is averaging over seven yards per carry on the year. He's averaging over 6 tonight on 28 carries. So it tells you how many yards he's gotten on the ground.
Yeah, he's gotten a chunk of the workload tonight. And movement on the line, and there's going to be flags from every angle by the officials. And it's going to be a false start against Axtell, so back him up 5 yards, and it'll say second down and goal, but it's backed up to the 9. 6:41 left in the game, Axtell 44, Hanover 26. Now second and goal at the 9. Detweiler in the pistol. You got Grady Bussing and Eli Brockstrom in receivers to the right. Option left. They'll pitch it to Schmelzley. Dives forward. Gets back to the 5. Maybe the 4. So he gets 4. It's 3rd and goal now with the 5. Schmelzley picks up 4 on the option left. Thing is, stayed in bounds there. Clock continues to move now under 6:20 to go.
Smelsley was the main back at the beginning of the game, but then they moved to Broxton, and now they've gone back to Smelsley. So he's been more of the guy in the back for this rather than splitting out Broxton.
Detweiler in the pistol. Same formation as we just saw. Broxton and Grady Bussing here to the right. Smelsley in the backfield. Wasting time now under 6 minutes to go. Third and goal at the 5. Snap, quick pass, that's caught. Touchdown, Axel. It's Broxton on the quick slant. A 5-yard touchdown pass from Isaac Detweiler to Eli Broxton. And the route is on. It's 50-26 with 5:48 left to go in the game. How quickly the tide has turned. Axel, 5:48 away from moving on to the sectional round next week. They have blown this game open in the second half. They get set to go for two. It'll be Detweiler. He's got Broxton to his left. Schmelsley behind him to the right. He'll take the snap. Fake. Keeps it himself. Now throws it into the backfield. That's going to be a fumble, but it's picked up. And then tossed into the end zone. Is that even legal? Is that a legal play?
Well, he crossed the line, and he threw it back like a lateral. And then they threw a forward pass. I mean, they're discussing it, but I don't think that should count because it looked like he crossed the line of scrimmage.
That was the wildest two-point conversion I've ever seen, and they're going to say it's good. 52-26, Axel. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Isn't life crazy? One day, your fender gets dented by a runaway shopping cart. The next day, your kid's college entrance exam is a runaway success.
Yes, I got accepted.
But that's life. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. No worries, your State Farm agent is here in all of life's moments. The good and the not so good, to help life go right. So good day, bad day, any day, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert and Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Welcome back. Axtell blowing this game open as they now lead Hanover 52-26 with 5:48 to go in the ball game. Kirk Kilman, Trenton Kraxner, Brandon Tadman, all with you.
Be right back.
Axtell is certainly taking control here in the second half, really in the fourth quarter. Two big interceptions thrown have led to Axel touchdowns. Hanover was within 10 in the third quarter. They were driving down 10, had it in the red zone. They threw an interception at the goal line. Axel would get a 22-yard pass to Evan Bushing from Detweiler, made it 44-26. And then another Hanover interception on fourth down by Grady Bushing led to an Isaac Detweiler 5-yard touchdown pass to Eli Broxton on the return, flag thrown.
Keegan Diller on the return.
Either a face mask or a horse collar tackle, it looks like.
16, Brandon Smelsley.
Or was there a flag?
No, they must have picked it up.
They must have picked it up.
Must have said it was a legal tackle. It was a pretty high tackle, though. It looked like the one we had earlier that was called against Axel, but they let this one go.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Wildcats at their own 25-yard line. Just 5:41 left in the game, and now they're down 26.
Wildcats will go first and 10 from their own 25-yard line.
And it was a 10-point game late in the third quarter. And how quickly things have turned with 5:41 left. Now it's 52-26 action.
I'm back.
Here's the snap. Demler fakes the screen to Juneman. Wants a deep shot. Gets away from Strothman. Steps up in the pocket. It's batted down at the line of scrimmage.
It's broken up by number 88, Sawyer Dieters.
Sawyer Dieters with a nice athletic play. The big man getting up there and batting that one down. It's second down and 10 at the 25. Always fun to see the big guys on the line making plays with their hands. Blocked that pass down and made it second down and 10.
He doesn't knock that down. It looks like Juneman out in the flat had some room to operate, but that was a nice play by Dieters on the defensive line.
52-26. Axel in control. 5:34 left in the game. Wildcats in danger of their season coming to an end, which means we will have a new state champion as the Wildcats, of course, winning it last season. Strothman near sack. Dimmler gets away from one. Detweiler brought him down, and the pass is complete. into Axtell territory. That one is caught by Emmett Juneman. The Axtell 38 and the first down for the Wildcats. Good heads-up play by Dimmler. He got away from Strothman, and then looked like Detweiler had a hold of him in the backfield, but kept his eyes downfield. Found Juneman on the sideline. Sets up first and 10 at the Axtell 38. Clock stop, 5:23 left to go in this game. It was an 8-0 Axtell lead at the end of one. It was 20-14 Axtell at halftime, and the scoreboard just started to light up here in the second half, mainly on the side of the hometown Eagles. Their lead is blown up to 26 here in the fourth quarter. Dimmler back to pass, looking downfield. He's blasted, but still completes it to Zarebnicki. Not a first down play, but now to the 31. So Zarebnicki.
Picks up 6 on the pass play, brings up 2nd and 4 for the Wildcats.
Of course, stick around after our broadcast here on Kansas Land Radio, Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. It's the final one of the season. Get you caught up on all the area games here tonight. Get you updated on the brackets as we'll get to the sectional rounds next week. Juneman in motion here to the near side. Dimmler takes a knee-high snap. Has some time, throws it in the pocket downfield and nearly picked off at Zarebnicki inside the 15. Schmelzley had a diving attempt, but it hits the grass. Brings up third down and three at the 31. Get you some other scores from around the area as well. Centralia took care of Valley Heights, 41-0 that final. Rossville, number one team in 2A, ending Nemaha Central season, 32-12 that final. Last check, Jeff County North was up 42-8 on Troy at the end of the third quarter. Eudora just knocked off Atchison, 50-7 was that final. Score updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Dimmler on third and three, rolling to his right, fakes. Gets the first down and spun down near the 25-yard line. So we needed three. And gets about five or six, and he'll get the chains moving for the Wildcats. Now 4:26 to go in the ball game, but again, all Axtell now at 52-26. Again, it was an up and down season for Hanover, defending eight-man D2 state champs, and a rare three-game losing streak in the middle of the season. The first of those three losses to this same Axtell team in week four. They got back healthy. They've won some big games, but they've run into a buzzsaw here. There's the pass that's nearly intercepted. Was that completed to Bruna? And that is a catch inside the 15 to the 14. That looked like it was nearly intercepted. That is a heck of a catch by Bruna. Moves the chains. First down Wildcats.
Looks like a little Patrick Mahomes on Sunday throwing across his body in coverage. Schmelzley and Bruna both dove for the ball, and Bruna came up with it.
Looked like Schmelzley had it at first glance, and then Bruna comes up with it, a diving catch and a first down. Dimmler gets away from Strothman, steps in the pocket, throws it far side, and complete. Brings up second down and 10. The Axtell 15-yard line. Stops the clock with three threes on the clock. 3:33. 52-26 Axtell if you're just joining us. In a game that was very close and competitive through mainly the first three quarters, it starts with an Axtell blowout here with 3:30 again to go in the ball game.
Axtell pass rush is really making Dimmler uncomfortable, not giving him the time that he really needs or wants to throw downfield, so credit the defensive line of Axtell.
We notice, really in the second half, it's been mainly Dimmler taking the snaps at quarterback. We saw him splitting those snaps with Juneman in the first half, but it's been mainly Dimmler here in the second half. They want Juneman. There's a pass to the far sideline that's caught inside the 10 at the 8 and short of the first down.
Number 4, Emmett Juneman.
So it's a gain of 6 yards from Dimmler to Juneman. Brings up third down and 4 inside the Axtell 10, trying to get another touchdown on the board late in the game. Dimmler takes the snap, has some time, throws it to the end zone. That is knocked away. Good defense.
Broken up by
Grady Bussing. Bussing's been a menace defensively, had a big interception in this half, and breaks that one up near the goal line. It brings up fourth down and 4. It could be the final offensive play of the season for the Wildcats. Their season in danger now of ending.
Fourth down,
and number one Axel putting the hammer down here in the fourth quarter. 3:08 to go. Fourth and four for the Wildcats at the Hanover 8-yard line. Himmler in the shotgun. Juneman left. Now he flanks out to the far side right. Two receivers tucked up. Juneman and Bruna here on the left side. They throw to the end zone behind his man. Incomplete. And it's a turnover on down. And Axel takes over up 52-26 with 3:04 left in the game. So everything went south here in the second half, mainly the fourth quarter. I guess I should say late third quarter and majority of the fourth quarter. It's been all Axel. They have put this game away. And the number one Eagles set to move on to the sectional round. We'll try to get some other scores, and, of course, we'll update the brackets and get you all caught up on the Community National Bank High School scoreboard show once our broadcasts conclude here tonight on Kansaland Radio. 3:04 left in the game. Axel takes over, first and 10. Detweiler again, why not, breaks away, and he's got some speed at the 30, all the way out to midfield, and he slides down at the 40. And another monster gain for Eric Detweiler, and a first down. When they start that drive at the 8-yard line, so a gain of 32. Where are we at with Detweiler?
That's 32-yard carry put him over 200 yards rushing, right at 202 on
a lot of carries.
29, yeah,
wow.
He's been the workhorse tonight.
29 carries, 202 yards, and I think he's responsible for all but one touchdown in this game for Axel. We'll get all the stats acquired at the end of the ball game, but it has been an MVP All-State-like performance for what's already been an MVP All-State-type season for Isaac Detweiler. He'll carry it again to the Hanover 35, so he gains 5.
Tackle made by number 2.
Second down and 5. Clock continues to move now, approaching the final 2 minutes in this game. When do we get the point? I think if you get another first down, you probably take a knee and end it. Down Hanover would want to use any timeouts. See a lot of guys, hands on the hips. Going to rotate some guys out. See some guys limping off, like Zareb Nicky, who had a really good game tonight offensively and defensively, made a lot of plays on the defensive end, had some big catches. Chase Bruna kind of hobbled off there to the far sideline. Down to 1:40 to go. Axel season will continue. Hanover's will conclude. 52-26 Axel. Again, buck 35 to go. Axel again puts the hammer down. He'll fall forward for 2 yards to the 33, setting up third and 3 at the Hanover 33-yard line. Good sportsmanship there between Detweiler and Dimler. Helping each other up off the turf there.
I think the biggest takeaway would have to be Axel creating turnovers and then capitalizing on, because Hanover had a big play and they were just down 10 and they throw an interception and Axel goes down and scores, and that really was a backbreaker for Hanover.
We saw Axel punt one time in this game. Hanover took advantage and got a touchdown in the first half. But outside of that, the Axel offense has been unstoppable in this game. And they blew it open late third quarter, early fourth, 52-26. Final 45 seconds left in this game. This maybe have one more play or two. Just another carry for Detweiler. I'm surprised with his lead. You keep chugging him along. He'll get a first down to the 35 and stops the clock. It's 39 seconds, so I think we would take a knee probably in this game. And again, we'll pull up the bracket, let you know kind of how things are looking as we get you into the post-game show here momentarily. But Axtell's dream season is going to continue as they're going to blow out Hanover here tonight. We mentioned the stat earlier that these two teams, fifth time since 2008, they have played twice in the same season. Each time the team that won the regular season matchup also won the game in the playoffs, and that is going to hold true once again as we're down to the final 10 seconds.
We will have a trophy presentation.
And the regional round winner, it's Axel at home as the clock is going to run out on this one. Final score, Eagles 52, Hanover 26. Our post-game show is coming up next, and it is presented by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Axel wins big, 52-26. Our postgame is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-599. Land. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasasa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasasa.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Oh, man, catch your breath time here in Axtell. Eagles roll along to the sectional round as they knock off Hanover 52-26 here in our area game of the week. Regional round playoff action here in the state of Kansas. Kirk Hillman back in studio, Trenton Craxner to my right. I'm Brandon Tadman. Appreciate everyone listening to our broadcast tonight. And Trenton, just kind of a quick recap here. We'll kind of run down some stats and how the game played out. But through nearly three quarters, Hanover was right in this game. They had it inside the Axtell 15, late third quarter. Throw an interception at the goal line. That was the turning point. From there, Axtell would go down the field, score, and they rolled along from there and turned what was a very good close game into a blowout.
I think that interception, that down 10 from the 15 was the backbreaker, really. After that, like you said, it was all Axtell. They went down and scored, got another turnover, went down and scored, and that was essentially the game. I mean, a big play by Deadweiler, of all people, who had a great game offensively, gets their interception at the goal line.
So your Eagles will be at Waverly.
Yeah, he's been just absolutely sensational all season, and we'll run down some stats. But let's kind of break down how the game played out. First quarter, it was an 8-0 Axtell lead after one. Axtell got the ball. They took about 8-plus minutes off the clock on their opening drive. Isaac Detweiler running one in from a yard out, made it 8-0. They tack one on halfway through the second quarter. Detweiler, 15-yard TD pass to Eli Brockstrom in 14-0 at that point. Hanover did not go away. They got back-to-back touchdowns to tie it up. Emmett Juneman, a 15-yard pass to Chase Bruna, and then Keegan Dimmler had a 1-yard run. Detweiler, a 6-yard touchdown run as a 2-minute drive for Axtell gave them a 20-14 lead at the half. And then Detweiler in the third quarter early, getting an 11-yard touchdown run, made it 28-14, not quite 4 minutes into the third quarter. But once again, Hanover did not go away, down 28-14. They get a 2-yard touchdown run on fourth and goal by Emmett Juneman, and then it was 28-20. And then a big fumble by Axtell moments later gave Hanover the ball right back in the red zone. They capitalized, got a touchdown from Dimmler. At that point, it was 28-26. But then at that point on, again, all Axtell. Hanover did not score the rest of the game. Axtell did respond after that Hanover touchdown. Eli Brockstrom, an 11-yard run, made it 36-26 Axtell with 2:04 left in the third. That's when we saw the turnovers come into play. Hanover threw the interception at the goal line, and then Isaac Detweiler, a 22-yard touchdown pass to Evan Bussing into the early portions of the fourth quarter, made it 44-26 Axtell. Another interception thrown by Hanover on fourth down. Grady Bussing got that INT. Detweiler 5 yards to Brockstrom, 52-26. Hanover would add a turnover on downs after that, and it was all she said and wrote. 52-26 Axtell, moving on to the sectional round of the playoffs. Let's get to some final stats here. A lot of yards, a lot of points, but obviously we'll get to some individual stats here momentarily. But again, a lot of yards from both teams tonight.
Yeah, Hanover has only had the 6 first downs after the first half, put up 10 first downs to that second half, so they moved the ball better. They finished tonight with 165 rushing yards on 21 carries for an average of 7.9 yards. They were 11 of 22 passing the ball for 195 yards, which puts their total yards at 360 yards. They had a fumble loss, and they threw 2 interceptions. They finished with 3 penalties for 20 yards. For the Axtell Eagles, they had 20 first downs on the night when they put up 265 rushing yards on 41 carries, which was a lot of Detweiler. They put up an average of 6.5 yards per carry. Detweiler was 15 of 16 passing the ball for 156 yards. Total yards, 421. They did have the fumble loss, and they ended up having 5 penalties for 36 yards.
Again, this was an exciting game through 3 quarters. Hanover was right in there, but again, some key interceptions thrown. Axtell definitely made him pay for it, and at the end of the day, you look on the scoreboard, it's a big win for Axtell, 52-26. The final score as they move on to the sectional round next week. Number one team in 8-man D2 keeps it that way. Hanover season ends at 6-4. We'll take a timeout. Our post-game coverage brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate continues. Coming up, we'll announce our Farmers State Bank Player of the Game, and we'll wrap this one up. Again, it's Kurt, it's Trenton, it's Brandon. We'll wrap things up with our Player of the Game after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
.1 FM, KMZA.
Back one final time as we wrap up the broadcast here tonight. Brandon Tadman, Trenton Kraxner, Kirk Kilman all with you. Axtell wins big, 52-26. Stay locked in here on Kansaland Radio. We got the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show coming up in just a little bit. Get you those recaps and around the states here in Northeast Kansas as down to the sectional round. It's our final Community National Bank High School scoreboard show. As Trenton, we're getting down to the quarterfinals. It was a blast having you here. It was a lot of fun. Again, this game close through three quarters, but how quickly the tide turned. Axtell making Hanover pay for a couple of turnovers. We got our player of the game coming up here momentarily. If you've been listening tonight, I think you might have an idea who that's going to be. But, you know, a lot of guys got involved, I think, defensively for both teams. A lot of guys stood out, made some good plays. Obviously, Hanover didn't want their season to end this way, but they were the defending state champs. We're going to have a new state champion here in eight-man D2. But you know that program. They're certainly never down and out. They lock up and reload every single year, so would expect Hanover to be right back in the thick of it next season. But we will have a new champion, and, you know, the consensus number one really all season, ever since they defeated Hanover back in week four, that's when they vaulted up to that number one spot, at least in some rankings. And Axtell's just been so good and so dominant. They have not relinquished that spot. I think it's state championship or bust, for at least from what we've seen and how good they've been this year.
I think they're the favorites right now. I think this was one of the best games in the state of the night. I know the score doesn't reflect that, but it was really close. Axtell creates a couple turnovers. You know, they capitalize on it. I think they're the state favorite in eight-man Division II right now. I think someone's going to have to play a really good game to beat this team, because Hanover played well for three quarters, but they had one bad quarter and they ended up losing by 26. So
how quickly that score just turned. I mean, again, it was a 10-point game late in the third quarter, and Hanover was threatening to get it in the end zone, getting it back to maybe at least a 4-point deficit or even a 2-point game if they capitalize on a 2, and they throw the interception at the goal line, and that really changed the outlook of the game, and Axtell made them pay again. Cruising along the rest of the way, dominating the fourth quarter, 52-26. Let's go through some individual numbers. We'll start here, obviously, again, with Axtell. A lot of players we can talk about. Eli Brocksterman had a great game. He had three total touchdowns. How about this? Four carries, 36 yards, and a touchdown. He also had four receptions, 36 yards, and two touchdowns. So Eli Brocksterman, three total touchdowns. Brandon Schmelsley, seven receptions, 468 yards to lead the Eagles on the receiving end. He also had five carries or 17 yards. But there's no other person than Isaac Detweiler to earn our player of the game, and that is brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. It's Eagles junior quarterback Isaac Detweiler, 32 carries for 212 yards and three touchdowns. He also went 15 of 16 passing for 156 yards and three more touchdowns. So now his touchdown total is up to, double check, 51 on the season. They've played 10 games. He has 51 total touchdowns and now just two interceptions for what should be the All-State quarterback in eight-man D2 in Isaac Detweiler. So again, he is our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank, again in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Find out more by visiting bankwithfarmers.com. Final thoughts here, Trenton. Again, appreciate you joining us here tonight. This was a lot of fun. Again, we saw a very competitive game through three quarters, how quickly it turned into a blowout, but again, a lot of fun. And Axtell, again, as you mentioned, and I agree, probably the favorites moving forward.
Yeah, I had a blast being here. Thank you for having me. Detweiler was really impressive. Like you said, I think he's the player of the year in eight-man Division II. And if he keeps playing like he does, I don't see why Axtell can't win it all. Again, I know they won it a couple of years ago. They'll either play Meritocene Valley or Waverly next week, and I feel like they'll be heavily favored in that game for how good they look tonight.
Detweiler's a junior. How about that? He's not even a senior, so he's back next year. So
they're bringing back a lot of youth. Most, they don't have many seniors on their team. So they'll be this will be the same team next year. So
yeah, absolutely. Schmelsley, Brocksterman, freshman. How about that? Their backfield is led by a couple of freshmen. Detweiler's a junior. And it's just pretty impressive how dominant they've been all year. The closest game they played was that week four game against Hanover when it was a 6-point game. Outside of that, looking up the schedule again, they've blasted everybody. I mean, that was the only game that was close. And then the rematch here tonight was close for three quarters, and then it kind of gets away. But it was fun again tonight. Detweiler, again, our player of the game, 32 carries, 212 yards, and three touchdowns. 15 of 16 passing for a buck 56. Three more scores. He's now up to 51 total touchdowns, just two interceptions on the season. As Axtell moves on, they improve to 10-0. Hanover Wildcats, their season comes to an end as they finish 2021 with a record of 6-4. For Kirk Hillman, back in studio, Trenton Craxner to my right. I am Brandon Tadman, signing off for the broadcast tonight. Again, coming up here in just a little bit, the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. So keep it locked. For Kirk, Trenton, and Brandon, thanks for listening to High School Football here on the MSC Sports.